about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
We'll take you where you need to go. Climb aboard the party bus and join the party.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
I will give a check immediately for $5 million.
I was not impressed at all.
We all have some crazy urges from time to time, but you just can't act on them. You have to bury them way down deep inside. You have to say, get out of here, you crazy urges. You are not welcome in this brain of mine.
And now,
she's irrational.
You should.
You see what I'm talking about? Is it me? Am I wrong? Just let me talk. May I talk, please? I have something to say. May I say it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, would you just let me finish?
Perhaps.
Am I wrong?
Our feature presentation.
Wow. Doc has never sounded better. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's 5:35. It's Wednesday, the 17th of April.
Let's talk about our alleged producer, or is he former producer, Dave Sanchez, the King of Mexico. Let's talk about Dave for a minute.
Okay.
Now, the question I have for you on a day that we're prepared to talk to Kate Upton and are informed by Dave that she has canceled, is he just fired or is he also put down?
Producer Lake, you mean?
I think we may have to send him to Producer Lake.
Well, here's the shaky thing.
He's had a good run, right? Dave has?
He has, yeah. We've been with us for a while. We've right? gotten along. We're friends.
Mm-hmm. Love him to death, but it's time to move on.
It's quality of life. You know, at
exactly.
some point.
It's quality of life at this
right.
point.
Right.
And he's asking us to live in a world where we don't ever get to talk to Kate Upton.
Now, let me just bring
yeah,
up one
ahead.
Thing. Yesterday, he told us.
Yes.
That he was going to cancel her because he knew we were excited. Do you guys remember that?
Yes.
He was talking yesterday about how he was going to pull this off.
Yes.
Then we get an email last night.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she canceled.
Right.
And I said, well played, sir. Well played.
So you think he's jerking us around?
I do. It's still happening.
I want to believe it's happening, guess. Too. I don't want to live in a world where we're not having Kate Upton on the program today because I am prepared for that.
JK!
That's what I'm afraid of. So it's on or it's off?
Well, he says it's off.
Uh-huh.
I think it's on. Because
you do.
Well, only because.
But he can't toy with our emotions or our erections like that.
Yeah, and what do you mean by you're ready? Exactly.
What do you
just,
mean
I was
by
like,
that? That's
just,
a little scary.
No, it's not scary all at all. Right. It's just that, you know, we've been trying to get her on the show since the minute we found out about her on the Sports Illustrated 2 years ago. And today was going to be the day. And it's just we've been looking forward to this for a long time as we finally get a chance to talk to Kate Upton. It just seems, I don't know, just seems cruel at this point.
So I had the conversation with him yesterday after I think you hung up, Bean. And I was saying, you know, he said, I'll have to let you guys know, you know, early. And I said, no, it'd be even funnier. If we went to the phone, if it was on hold and we went to the phone and it was you telling us that it was canceled. Ha, ha,
right.
ha, 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 ha.
You guys did that to me once years ago. I don't know if you remember this, but when Friday Night Lights was on and we were having Minka Kelly. And, of course, I love, love, love her. She was, you know, Lila, the cheerleader on that show.
Everybody love, love, loves her.
She was my favorite. But you guys didn't tell me that she had canceled. And you let me be all excited that we were going to finally talk to her. And that's exactly what happens. We went to the phones. We said, Minka Kelly, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. And it was Ralph on the other line said, hello. It's good to be here. Oh, so nice to be on the show. So it's just a big fat burn on me.
Right.
So there is some history of us having the hot chicks pulled out from underneath us at the last second. But I'm very disappointed about this. And I think Dave should be – if she's not going to be on the show, Dave should spend this morning packing up his belongings in the office and just driving the hell out of town.
He should fall on his sword, shouldn't he, just out of honor.
Exactly. Or go back to Tijuana, wherever he's from, I think, is what I'm saying.
I don't think he's from anywhere in Mexico.
Wherever he – I don't know what city it is
right.
exactly. But no Kate Upton, no peace. So I guess we'll just have to keep you posted as the morning goes on about what's really going on here. But I'm very disappointed.
Dave, here's your opportunity to tell us that you're just yanking our chain.
Nope.
Look, we'll have respect for you that it was a bit and you pulled it off and you got a rise out of us and you win and you're awesome. Just tell us the truth now that it's back on.
Point for King.
I wish.
Hey, I'm hurt too, man.
Oh,
I don't feel it.
I don't either.
I don't feel him hurt at all. By the way,
no
emotion.
He's
loving
in those
it.
Words.
Yeah,
he's in there laughing.
That's exactly right.
I don't think he appreciates Kate Upton the way we appreciate Kate Upton. Kevin wouldn't even have a Twitter account if it weren't for Kate Upton. The only reason he has it is so he can tweet photos of her. Right?
Good point.
Well, yes, to be honest.
So, Dave, get back to us and tell us what time she's on, okay?
All right, let's talk about the rest of today's show.
Okay.
You're a gay racist.
Huh?
Wow, that has everything.
I have Kate Upton.
Yes.
Obviously, first. Very much looking forward to that. Thanks, Dave, for setting that up.
I don't know if we mentioned that. We have Diplo in studio.
Wow.
Talking about Coachella and the new Major Lazer album.
Mm-hmm. Everybody say hey. Everybody say ho.
We have Adam Carolla this week in Rage.
Eh.
We have the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices.
Mm-hmm.
We have Matt Money
Kate
Smith.
Upton. Don't forget Kate Upton.
Kate Upton, right.
She's going to be on the program.
We have Matt Money Smith talking about the NBA. It all comes down to one game tonight for the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
Clippers, very comfortable. Very comfortable.
Yes. Yeah, they're just coasting right now.
They've been in for a while.
So literally, what has to happen tonight? The Lakers have – is it all in their hands? It's all in their destiny? They
it's
don't have to depend
hands.
On Utah losing, right?
It's all in their hands if they win tonight.
Yeah, that's the definition
yes.
of in their hands.
Okay.
It's up to them. They win and they're in. They don't have to – it doesn't matter what anybody else does.
Right, but
okay.
if they lose and Utah loses, then they're still in.
Okay, all right.
So you got that going on for you. And then,
sure.
you know, of course, Kobe will be back in 2015, so we,
so we
count
got
on
that to look forward to, right.
And we have Coachella 3-day passes for you as well.
Sweet.
So that's coming up today, including Kate Upton. So we'll take a break. We'll come back with the showbiz.
The K-Rock News is brought to you by Newell Maurice Honda. Visit the number one volume Honda dealer in the USA, the Newell Maurice Honda Superstore. Get super savings in Huntington Beach, Westville Beach.
Remix.
Now we're just playing the commercials during the song. It's just
we're
just
very tight on time, Ralph.
Jam in as many as possible. What's wrong with you?
A lot.
All I hear is, Beer Mug, I hit something by accident.
When Beer Mug has to come to your rescue, how after you?
Quite.
Yeah.
Hey, the president of the UFC, our friend Dana White, joins us right after the top of the hour to preview the Fox free fights coming up this weekend and also the next pay-per-view, UFC 159, I think. We'll talk to the prez all about that. First, though, Ralph is here. Time for the Showbiz Beat on a Wednesday morning. Kevin and Bean Show, what's going on?
A lot of good people passing away. That's what's going on. Pat Summerall, legendary sportscaster, is dead at the age of 82 years old. He had been recovering in the hospital from a broken hip. That's a bad thing to have when you're that
That's
age.
Tough for old people, yeah.
Most remember him as John Madden's partner for the NFL games for many, many, many years on CBS and Fox. But he also played the game. 9 seasons he was in the NFL. Detroit Lions, Chicago Cardinals, New York Giants, mostly as a place kicker. Place kicker.
So he didn't really play.
Didn't really play, yeah. Famous, of course, for his battles with alcohol that he conquered in 1992 with a stay at the Betty Ford Clinic. Said it saved his life. They were a good team, Summerall and Madden, because Summerall was a guy who said very little, let the game speak for itself for the most part, and then John Madden would just blather on and on and on and on endlessly.
Waste everyone's time.
Yeah, exactly.
How dare you? He's the best.
But Summerall was a classic.
I was surprised, frankly, Ralph, that he lived as long as he did, knowing how deep he had gone into alcoholism for many years.
Yeah. What are you saying, that? Like it's bad. Like alcohol's bad? F you, man.
F you!
Where's my, drink? Where's my drink?
It doesn't usually contribute to a super long life. That's all I've said. I'm not saying it's not fun while you're living your shorter life, but...
Also passed away is an actor... Well-known throughout the Star Wars fan base. His name was Richard Le Parmentier, and he played Admiral Mati in the very first Star Wars film, Star Wars A New Hope, I guess we're calling it these days. Back in my day, boys and girls, it was just called Star Wars, that's all.
Because it was the only one, right?
Yeah, he was the guy who said, I don't like your sad devotion to that ancient Jedi religion, says that to Vader, and Vader goes, and starts choking him there at the table, remember that?
Is that where Vadering came from? Is that guy?
Yeah, yeah. Uses the force to crush his windpipe. Love that scene. Yeah, that was the role that launched his career, basically. Led to more than 50 movies. After that, died at the age of 66.
No! I find his lack of pulse disturbing.
Ryan Gosling wants his girlfriend Eva Mendes to be a little more modest. Apparently, Eva Mendes is very comfortable with her own nudity.
She's the best, Eva Mendes.
Star Magazine reports that he brought some friends home recently, only to find her walking around the house in the nude, seemingly very comfortable with it.
And
Ryan was not pleased that his buddies got to come into the house and hang out and see his girlfriend in the all together. So he's asking her just, you know, wear a little something, something to cover
up. For having people over, at least put something on.
Yeah, a little something.
What's he uptight?
First of all, I don't know, where does Ryan Gosling live? And how do I get invited to come by for a beer after the game? This is my girlfriend Eva. Oh, hi. Hi.
Ralph, you joke, but...
I do joke,
people,
yes.
If people came over to your house, would you be comfortable with your wife running around naked?
Would I?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, but, I can see where he's coming from on this one.
I'm not saying that he should be. I'm saying I want to go to that house
right,
and go by
sure,
him and
yeah.
be invited in.
You're the best. A best.
Star Magazine has listed the five most hated celebs in Hollywood. Now, these are the real celebrities. These are people who actually have talent and do something. It's not, talking about the Kim Kardashians or the Snookies or the reality show stars. These are actual actors, actresses, and musicians who are as hated as they are loved.
Wow. Interesting
list. I'm going to take any guesses before I tell you the top five.
Are they men or women or both?
They are both.
Both, okay.
I'll tell you.
Well,
one man in the top five. The rest are all women. I'll just give you that much. So you
can I guess Chelsea Handler?
Not in the list. Again,
wow.
I said people with talent who are actually...
Oh, that's right. Talent.
Performers who actually have some sort of...
Who is hated?
Who are difficult, essentially.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
No, how dare you, Kevin. He's well-loved.
Disgusting.
DiCaprio. I'll give you a further hint. They are strictly in music and film.
Music. Oh, music. Okay. Can't be Bieber, can it?
No.
Should be.
KC and the Sunshine
yes,
Band.
Yes, oddly enough, KC and the Sunshine Shut Up.
I am surprised by that, actually. I don't know. I'm just drawing a huge blank here. Who's the biggest dick in music?
Well, here's your top five. Number five, Katherine Heigl.
That makes sense.
Totally get that. Yeah.
She's well hated.
Okay.
She came out and was busting on
people
the writers.
Hate her. As many people like her, people hate her.
Yeah.
Number four, John Mayer.
Oh, really?
John Mayer on the list. A lot of people hate him.
I didn't know they hated him.
Yeah, they think he's a douchebag and they think he's a playa. Yo.
He is a playa.
Yo. Number three, Jennifer Lopez.
What?
Has detractors as much as she has supporters.
She's quite the diva, right?
Yes.
Yeah, she is.
A lot of people no likey.
She pretends to be Jenny from the Block,
right.
But it's so not.
Then her writer says you have to pick rose petals and put them in my butt before I do a show.
Is that what it says?
Yeah, it's in there. Read it.
Mariah Carey.
We don't have a blog.
Mariah Carey.
Nothing was less believable in the history of commercial endorsements than Jennifer Lopez trying to sell me a Fiat, by the way.
That was funny.
Yeah. It wasn't even a Fiat, was it? Wasn't it like a Subaru or something?
I thought it was a Fiat, but it was some car that she would never, ever, ever be seen in if
and
they weren't giving her a $20 million check.
Brooklyn on the block.
My neighborhood.
And it was done actually in a back lot in L.A. someplace.
Because she wouldn't even go to Brooklyn. Right.
Yeah. She's the best.
How can none of us come up with even one of the top five?
I'm shocked and stunned.
We're bad guessers.
I'm shocked and stunned that you don't know the top
two. We should be able to come up with...
As all the time we spend hating on this show and you can't think of the people we hate.
Right. Gosh, who?
Chris Angel.
No.
Well,
I said
think of people
film
we hate.
And music.
Oh,
did
sorry.
I say film and music?
All right, take it easy.
Did you pick up Chris Angel's latest album from the soundtrack of his major motion picture? Did you do that?
Is it
Did
Ralph Garman?
I didn't do that.
Is it Ralph Garman?
Good question.
No, I have my own list. I'm the top five most hated person just on my own list.
All right, we give up.
Number two, Kristen Stewart. Kristen Stewart.
Well, we're bad.
Don't you hate yourself now?
Yes.
Yeah, I do. I hate myself.
And the number one most hated celebrity in Hollywood, according to Star Magazine, Gwyneth Paltrow. Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe she'll put that on Goop this week and
poor
everyone
Gwyneth.
Can check it out on her blog, Gwyneth Paltrow.
And by all accounts, personally, the nicest person in the world. No,
she's
I'm just saying, that's what's funny is, look.
She's the greatest.
This doesn't have anything to do with me. Yeah, I'm just saying that's what everybody who knows her says. She's awesome, yet for her public, public reputation is zero.
That's what your friends say about you, Bean. That you're awesome. And yet, look how everyone feels. Today's celebrity birthdays. Actor Sean Bean is 54 years old today. I always find his name very, very confusing. It should either be Sean Bon or Sean Bean, because I'm really confused, because they're spelled exactly the same way. 54 years old today. Maynard from Tool. And, of course, Pucifer, 49 years old today. Singer Liz Phair is 46. Rapper and actor Redman is 43 years old. One of our favorite spies, Jennifer Garner, from Alias, of course, 41 years old today. Victoria Beckham, posh of the Spice Girls, 39 years old. And actress Rooney Mara celebrates her 28th birthday. Yeah, Belle indeed. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Hey, are we going to do it now or are we going to do it at the end? Okay. Coachella tickets. Weekend number two is happening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. If you want to go, if you want to see all 3 days, courtesy of us here at K-Rock, and get the opportunity to cruise on by the K-Rock Coachella House for exclusive performances and interviews, you can call right now 1-800-520-1067. It's been a while since we pulled this game out, but we're going to be playing Does Kevin Know? Coming up next year on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Oh, I can't wait. I love that game.
I know. I can't wait.
You can be a contestant on Does Kevin Know? If you want to win Coachella tickets, call now 1-800-520-1067. That's not to confuse you with the telephone number of the Kevin and Bean Afro line, which is 323-520-AFRO. This is our voicemail that we have set up all the time, 24/7. You can call us anytime you think of something you want to let us know. What are the kids calling about today?
Well, they're calling about our guest later today, Kate Upton.
Oh, we're all so much looking forward to that.
Although Dave the King of Mexico, our producer, told us today that she canceled.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is not happy.
If Kate Upton's not on this show, I'm not
going to
listen no more. You understand?
Same here.
That piece of Dave, the King of Mexico, better
absolutely
not be yanking my chain if he knows what's good for him, huh?
Right.
I don't understand it. I've been mad since I first heard about Kate Upton.
Unfortunately, with Kate Upton canceling, no chains will be yanked at all today.
This person might be my relative.
This is so stupid. Why did I call?
Okay.
I suspect Kevin is a guy who walks into a lot of rooms and doesn't know why, drives to a lot of locations and can't remember why he's there, makes phone calls. Who am I calling?
I'd say probably about 40% of the time I walk into the office from the studio and just stand there and then can't figure it out and turn around and walk out. That's just how it works.
Sure.
Good sentiment.
Hey, we're cleaning house today. We're going to fire Beer Mug, and then we're going to fire the King of Mexico. It's going to be pretty quiet around here starting tomorrow.
Bean, we were talking about your weird obsession with stuffing celebrities and then keeping them in your house for all time. And we were all freaked out by it.
Well, no, it's a tribute. It's a great way to honor somebody like Weird Al, for instance, by having him be permanently a fixture in my home on my couch so I can watch TV with him every day.
Hey, Bean, I was just wondering, when you die, can I have you stuffed and use you as a Halloween decoration?
Absolutely. I have no problem with that.
That's nice.
Lisa May, sounds to me like you need some...
Lisa, is that true?
Well, that was clever.
All right, you want clever?
Yes.
Hey, Lisa May, do you want to see my Bitcoin? Oh, yeah.
All right, now you're talking.
I don't know that you want to use the word bit in anything.
Well, that's a good point.
No, it's not impressive.
It's sort of bad.
Hey, when are you guys going to start listing apartments on your website? Come on now. You know.
What's going on?
I don't know.
Why would we list apartments on our website? It's not freaking Craigslist.
It's close. We're working our way toward it, I think, is his point.
Oh, you guys are so funny. Oh, with all your sound drops that you play and Ralph doing all the voices. Oh, you guys are hilarious. No, I'm being sincere. You guys are really funny. I've been listening to you for years.
Well, good read then. Thank you.
That turned around well.
You know, as a girl from South Carolina, I'm so glad you guys played the Accidental Racist song.
Remember that Accidental Racist song where
sure
they say, if you forget my do-rag? What did he say? If you forgive my do-rag?
Yeah, forgive my do-rag, I'll forget your red flag. Right, talking about the Confederate flag, right.
Girls called from South Carolina.
On the air the other day, it moved me so much that I burned my rebel flag bikini, got rid of the flag in front of my house, and started dating a black guy. Thanks, y'all.
All right.
Wow, that song was powerful. Who knew?
I don't really have an interest in seeing Oblivion, but I do want to see that other movie, Oblivious, starring Kevin Ryder.
Excuse me.
Oh, no, she didn't.
How dare her?
That's awesome.
I don't know that I wish Kim Kardashian this kind of bad health.
Wouldn't it be awesome if porn star Kim Kardashian died during childbirth, but the child, you know, survives, I guess. But she would die. She would die. Kill Beer Month and then fire him.
I never support hot chicks dying. I'm sorry. The world is a better place for having her on. We just need her muted. That's all.
I like the order, though, of kill beer mug and then fire
him.
Yes. Right. I like that. That's interesting. We always wonder at what time, at what part in our show, your alarm goes off. If you set your alarm and it's on K-Rock, certain things may be on the radio, and it always cracks us up to think that maybe that's the first thing you heard for the day.
My alarm just went off. It did. You guys.
Well, just in case, it's going off again today.
I'm swinging a little one's hand. I'm the push behind the swing. I know everything we wanted, what we strive for. I wish you could be with me. My hopes have dropped. My sadness flares.
This happened,
that's
by the way.
That's real.
Somebody went into a studio. So first of all, this song was written. Then somebody went into a studio and recorded it. And then it escaped to the world. And now people can listen to it.
By
That's
the way,
all happening.
With auto-tune, you can make it sing the right notes.
Yes. Yes, you can.
There's not enough auto-tune in the world for
there
this, clearly.
For Teen Mom. So sorry about that going off the first time, but we're happy it went off this time. Mm-hmm. We'll take a break and come back and give away 3-day Coachella.
Right, let's do this
then. Yeah.
Let's get right to this
game.
All right.
You're excited too? Great.
All right.
Hey, yesterday you were like, it's not even fun anymore. I crush it all the time. I'm just amazing at it. So
I was trying to talk you out
about?
Of it.
What are you worried about? You're going to shine.
I was trying to talk you out of
shine
it.
Shine on, crazy diamond.
3-day passes for Coachella and access to the exclusive performances and interviews at the K-Rock Coachella House. It's time to play Does Kevin Know?
Nope, over there.
Oh, man. Does Kevin know?
How to operate the board?
Does Kevin know?
How to operate the board?
Well, there seems to be some doubt. Does Kevin know?
What button to push?
Does Kevin know?
What button to push?
I think it's time we all found out. Well, we know he has some knowledge, but it might be pretty small. He thinks he went to college, but he really can't recall. Does Kevin know? Does Kevin know? I think it's time we all found out.
And did you hear the disgust in Beer Mug's voice? Nope, it's
nope,
over there.
I'm the only person that Beer Mug is superior to, and it sucks.
<That's> true.
Here's Kevin, explain how Does Kevin Know came to be a thing.
I have more knowledge than I'm able to access.
That's your problem.
What it is. That's
yes.
What it is. You're too smart. Okay.
The whatever the system is whereby you go into your brain and you pull out information that you have is broken. So
okay.
Well, you have so many facts in your brain.
I do.
You
that's
have so much information in your brain.
Thank you, Rob.
You don't have room to store it all.
Thank you.
So you must jettison anything that isn't just critically important
it's
to
like
you
a,
in any given
It's
moment.
Like a full hard drive. You have to
that's
eliminate
what
it.
It's like.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the way the game works is we have a caller on the line, and we'll ask a question. Kevin will be in a soundproof booth. He won't be able to hear the conversation we have, but we ask the question, and all the listener has to do is say, I think Kevin is going to know that, or I think Kevin's not. And if they are right, they go into the drawing to win the Coachella ticket. So shall we meet our first contestant?
Let's.
All right. Who's up?
Daniel. He is a crane operator. He's on line one. Daniel, good morning.
Hey, what's up, assets?
How dare you, sir.
And good morning to you as well. All right, so Kevin is gone. He can no longer hear us. Correct, gentlemen?
That's correct.
All right, I'm going to start with this one just because we had an Afro call a moment ago who mentioned the Accidental Racist. Of course, last week there was a lot of controversy about that new song. It addresses racial tensions in a way that many called inelegant at best or downright stupid at worst. The question is going to be, will Kevin be able to name both of the popular recording artists on the song Accidental Racist? Will he come up with both LL Cool J and Brad Paisley? What do you think, Daniel? You know Kevin.
I don't even think Kevin's heard of Brad Paisley.
That's my fear, too, is until the song became controversial last week, I don't think he'd ever heard of him either. So I'm going to go with you and say no. I don't think he's going to be able to come up with both names.
Yeah. I agree with Daniel. I think he'll come up with one of them, but he won't come up with
Brad
Paisley.
That's what I think.
Lisa, so everybody's a no on this.
Yeah.
Yep, Kevin
right,
doesn't know. That's what we're saying. Let's bring him
let's
back
bring
in
Kevin
the
back in.
Let's pot him up. Kevin?
Yes.
What are you thinking about while you're gone?
I...
Potted bus?
I can only,
the potted bus.
I can only hear a few things, and that time all I heard was Lisa going, ha-ha-ha!
We are talking about the song that an Afro caller just brought up, Accidental Racist, that was so controversial last week. And the question for you, Kevin, is can you name both popular multi-platinum recording artists who sing the song Accidental Racist?
Well, I know it's LL Cool J because his part was terrible.
Yes.
Okay.
And then
that's
there's
correct.
The country guy.
Right.
And I'm not a big country music fan.
Right.
However.
I know that.
But.
His name is?
Brad.
And then.
Come on. The isn't second, that close enough?
No.
Is that his name?
Brad.
Kevin's banging his head against the microphone.
Paisley.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh,
man.
Never
even heard of him, Kevin.
Wow. Daniel, I'm sorry.
Daniel, sorry. Daniel said no, Kevin. You would not know both
we
artists.
We all said no.
We all said no.
Not me. I said yes, buddy. I was on your side.
I'm sorry, Daniel.
Daniel, I really feel bad. I really thought you had that one in the bag. How did you come up with Brad Paisley?
I don't know.
I live in a new world,
I told
man.
You guys yesterday.
Crush it.
I'm crushing it.
You're good. You're okay. Too good.
Go away.
All right.
Go
who's
away.
Who's our next contestant? Who's our next contestant?
Next up is Manuel. He is a vendor. Manuel, what do you vend?
Bread, chips.
Whatever you got. Whatever's in the back of the van.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, Kevin. I don't like the fact that Kevin could hear anything, by the way. That concerns
me. We'll be
he's
more
quiet. Got his fingers in his ears, and we've got him way potted down, so I don't think it should be a
we'll
problem.
We'll be more quiet.
Yeah,
we'll
Jay
quiet.
Leno's retirement has been very much in the news the past few weeks with the announcement that he will step down from his late-night show next spring. Do you think Kevin can name all six late-night entertainment hosts on the big three networks that have shows? All of the, you know, ABC, NBC, and CBS shows in late night. Will he be able to come up with all six hosts? What say
absolutely
you, Manuel?
Absolutely not.
So, but you're asking for the
that's too much stuff for him to remember the 30.
The Late Show and then the Late Show that's after those late
yeah,
shows?
Yeah, I want him to come up with all of them, with Fallon, Daly, Letterman, Ferguson, Kimmel. Right.
No.
You guys are all no?
No.
Yes.
I think I'm going to go with the crowd and say no on this one as well. I mean, I think he knows them all if he had enough time, but on the spot, I think he's going to have trouble with it. Let's go back to Kevin and
all
see
right,
what he thinks.
Bring him back in. Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, everyone.
Hit him.
Talking about late night talk show hosts, very much in the news lately now that Jay Leno is stepping down. Kevin, the question for you is
Jimmy Fallon.
Yes, that's one of them. Can you name all six late-night entertainment shows on the big three networks that have said shows? There are six late-night talk shows. Can you name all six hosts?
There's the best one, which is Jimmy Kimmel.
It's one.
All right, that's one.
And there's
you
the
already
worst.
Said Fallon.
All right, there's the worst one, which is Jay Leno.
That's three. Three.
And there's Craig Ferguson.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Shut up, Manuel.
Boy, I don't know.
We're down two to go.
And not all the time in the world on the clock.
Got to have a sort of a limit on this
I
one.
I don't know. I'm coming up blank.
Wow.
Well,
wow.
Who's heard of David Letterman, first
David
of all?
Letterman.
Yeah, you would miss that one,
or
naturally.
Jimmy Kimmel.
I said Jimmy Kimmel
said
first.
Kimmel.
No, you didn't say Carson Daly.
That's Carson Daly was the one. All right, so Carson Daly and David Letterman with the two we're looking for.
Carson's is different. I didn't consider his a late-night talk show. But
because it's only a late-night talk show, right?
Yeah.
Manuel, though, did say you would not come up with it,
right.
So he is in the drawing. So congratulations, Manuel. Well done, sir.
Sure. All right.
You can get Letterman.
Well, who's heard of Letterman?
Go away. Let's send Kevin away.
Wow. We're probably only going to have time for one more, which saddens me because I have so many great questions. Who's our next contestant, Ralph?
Manuel 2.0. Another Manuel. He's a hairstylist. Hello.
Hi, Manuel. Are you a gay hairstylist?
I am.
God okay, bless good, because I would hate to blow the stereotype. I just want to make sure the stereotype is still in full
Nor
effect.
Nor would I
okay.
want to go to a straight hairstylist, quite frankly.
Because they don't know what the hell they're doing, right?
That's right.
Right.
All right, Manuel, you know how the game is played. Here's the question we're going to be talking about with Kevin. Justin Bieber has been in the news a lot this week for the insensitive remarks that he left in the guest book at the Anne Frank Museum. Remember, he said he hoped that she would be a believer if they were alive at the same time. Will Kevin know in which country in the world the Anne Frank Museum is located? Do you think Kevin will come up with Holland or the Netherlands? Of course, I got to remind you, Manuel, that he's been there. He's been to the city, Amsterdam, where the museum is. Do you think he'll come up with the country?
No.
You say no.
I say yes.
Yeah, I got to go with yes on this one. I think he's.
I think he'll
it.
Come up with Amsterdam. I'm not sure he'll come up with the country, though. I think that geography is tough for Kevin, but I think
but
I'm going to say.
If he says Amsterdam and you say no, we need the country, he'll come up with the country. That's it.
That's my opinion. I don't know. I don't want to sway Manuel.
I'm going to say no. You, Ralph and Lisa are yes. And what do you say, Manuel?
I'm going to say no.
You're going to say no?
You're going to say no? All right.
Look, you're playing
the
odds.
Let's bring Kevin back in and see.
Yeah, really. You are playing the odds. That is the safer bet.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Let's bring Kevin back in.
Kevin is back in the room.
All right. Hey, K-Rex, Kevin, how you been, buddy?
Shut up, both of you.
He hates us so much right now.
Justin Bieber caused a little bit of a controversy at the Anne Frank Museum last week, as you recall, Kevin. Here's your question. We asked, does Kevin know in which country in the world the museum is located?
I know Amsterdam's not a country.
So far, so good.
And I know it's just, I'm impressed already.
Yeah, better than we thought you'd do.
I know it's just outside Amsterdam because when we went there, we went to a hash bar and Bean went to the Anne Frank house.
That is correct.
That happened.
Everyone gets their own high, man. Everyone gets their own high.
You got to remember, I love death, though. Holland. That's a high for me.
Holland!
He did
yes!
it! I told you!
Wow!
Is that it?
Yes.
And Manuel said no.
Oh, you should trust me, Manuel.
Manuel, I'm so sorry. Thank you for playing. That means Manuel number one on line two is our Coachella winner.
Yes.
Congratulations,
job.
Manuel. Two out of three Kevin got right, by the way. I had to keep in mind. Kevin had
no, he crushed it.
He crushed it,
which means we should no longer play this game, right?
Tomorrow
we'll give you another chance to impress
Come
everyone.
Come on now. Thanks for playing. Enjoy Coachella.
Kevin, no. Does Kevin know? Well, I think we all found out.
Diplo, also known as Major Lazer, at least half of that band, is going to be joining us in studio here in the 8 o'clock hour on the Kevin and Bean Show in between appearances at the Coachella weekends. Also, Matt Money Smith on the show and Adam Carolla. That's all coming up. First, though, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Wednesday. Good morning.
Wow. Wow, this broad. This broad's got to shut the F up.
What broad?
A security guard is suing Universal Music Publishing Group, claiming that she was wrongfully terminated. And while she was working for UPMG, she was subject to a hostile work environment. She claims she was fired because she was complaining about illegal activity taking place in the music division of Universal.
Okay.
Universal Music Publishing Group, big musical powerhouse. She claims, and I'm shocked and dismayed, and I feel for this woman if this is the case, that musicians in the building were using marijuana.
Oh.
Someone in the music industry was smoking pot, Ralph?
Yes.
That's unacceptable.
She says that celebrities would visit the offices, smoke marijuana, sometimes have the drugs in hand, sometimes offering them to the plaintiff herself, which she refused because then her superiors would turn a blind eye to the drug use. She complained and complained and complained and then was terminated. Well, you know why? Because you're a bitch. You got fired on bitch grounds. She says she witnessed Macy Gray, for example, using pot.
What?
I never would have guessed that.
Macy Gray?
How's that possible? Many guests of the American Idol program, which has offices there, were seen using marijuana, she claims. Jamie Foxx, T.I. What?
T.I.?
Maroon 5 singer Adam Levine, she says.
This is an outrage.
Smoking marijuana in a recording studio where he was working. The manager reportedly said to her when she complained, he's Adam Levine, he can do what he wants. If he wants to come to the lobby and do a line of cocaine on the floor, it's okay.
Right, that guy's a dick.
Jimmy Iovine. Smoking dope. Why do you think they call it dope, people?
What does that mean?
Because it's stupid.
Oh, okay.
She also claims that people were passed out in the showers of various offices after partying and drug use, and that condoms were often found plastered in the men's room.
Ew.
She is seeking untold damages. Oh, I can't imagine how your life has been destroyed by other people smoking marijuana, 41-year-old African-American lady security guard. But we all wish you the most heartfelt support. And collectively, we, America, say, go F yourself. It's pot. It's the music industry. What the hell? What the hell? You think you're working at a convent?
You should complain if they're not smoking pot.
Speaking of music, this Psy, this Korean pop star Psy, people love him.
Gangnam Style?
Of course, his smash hit Gangnam Style, the most downloaded YouTube video in the history of the world. Well, his follow-up song, Gentleman. Very different than Gangnam Style.
Gentleman. Very different song. It was released on Saturday night. In the first 24 hours up there on the YouTube, 20 million hits in 24 hours.
Wow.
In 40 hours, 51 million views. Right now, as we speak, 120 million views on the YouTube.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Now, I can see the curiosity factor of checking it out, but do we know yet whether people are going back? Is it a hit yet, Ralph?
It's a hit. It's a hit. Wow. I like it. I like it. I will buy it. It's a hit. And I'll tell you, he's a man with range. It's a completely different sound for Psy, a completely different vibe.
He's really
stretching as an artist. Here's a little taste. No, Beer Mug's shaking his head. Maybe I won't have a taste.
We have it.
Then why are you bad?
He's waving me off, not you.
Here's a little taste of the song, Gentleman.
I'm a motherfather gentleman. That's the same song.
No, it is not. It's brand new, and it's different.
That's the same song.
No, it's not.
So he just used the same music and changed the words?
Old punk Gangnam Style.
Different. Very different.
This is the same song.
Mato Mato Gentleman.
Yeah, it's the same song.
It's not. You don't know art.
It's the same
you don't know
what
art.
What is he, Sublime?
He's awesome, and he's artistic, and he is super annoying.
And he's doing the same song.
And it's called Gangnam Style 2, or Son of Gangnam Style? I didn't hear the
Gentleman.
Name. Oh, Gentleman. Gangnam Style.
And right. In the video, he goes around and performs practical jokes on beautiful Korean girls. Like he'll wave a fart in their face, or they'll be drinking a hot cup of coffee, and he'll smack the cup into their face so hot coffee goes in their face. He'll pull a chair out from under a girl. It's just hilarious. Nothing could be better.
He's crazy that way.
He is. You know what he does? He wears round glasses a lot.
And they go in the elevator. It's the same video
and
as well.
He dances. No, he doesn't do the horse anymore. Now he puts his hands to the side. It's very different. You don't understand, man.
He's side saddle riding now.
You don't get art. 120 million views so far.
That's crazy.
Nuts. Today's celebrity birthdays. Rooney Mara, she is just a beautiful and talented actress.
Now, is she the dragon tattoo?
She is.
Maybe?
She's the girl with the dragon tattoo.
Yeah, she's good.
28 years old. Victoria Beckham of the Spice Girls turns 39 years old today.
She could gain a pound.
Yeah, she is dangerously close to crossing the precipice of not bellworthy to me.
She's really skinny.
Very severe and very dour and just sort of leathery. I mean, she's starting to just... She's starting to look like an old Beverly Hills matron kind of broad who just has too much work and too much sun. And
how old is she, Ralph? She's young, right?
She's 39.
Yeah,
39.
She shouldn't look like that at 39.
No, she shouldn't. Jennifer Garner turns 41 years old.
That we can all agree on.
There's a nice, beautiful, healthy 41-year-old. Redman. 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 Gentleman. Rapper and actor, 43 years old today. Liz Phair, 46. Maynard from Tool and Pucifer is 49, and actor Sean Bean, 54 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
There is a spot inside the building where K-Rock is called the Red Bull Sound Space, and it has hosted some phenomenal concerts over the years, and today is going to be one of the best because the band Phoenix, one of the biggest bands in the world, you guys, is going to be playing in that tiny little room this afternoon at 5 o'clock. Our friend Nicole is going to be interviewing them and hosting them as they perform live.
How does that help me, Bean? I can't be there.
Thank you for asking, Kevin, because due to the beauty of the internet, you can watch the entire performance live as it streams for you at krock.com today at 5 o'clock. How about that?
That's cool.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
See? Everybody wins. All right. Excuse me. Matt Money Smith joins us in a few minutes to talk NBA and MLB and so much more. And maybe some NHL as well while we've got him in here because we don't have a sports guy. So we're always excited when money stops by. First, though, Justin Bieber in the news. Ralph did a great story in the Showbiz Beat a couple of days ago about a collection of Justin Bieber quotes from the past couple of years since he's been famous. And this guy says some dumb stuff, right?
He really is a douchebag. And you can count on him to always... He's so consistent. And everything he says is dumb.
And
about him. Yeah, he definitely has a focus, which is how much he likes Justin Bieber and how much the rest of the world should too. And look, I understand, hey, let's cut the kid a break because he's young and he's constantly mic'd. He's got people, you know, 24-7 writing down everything that he says, and everybody says dumb stuff. Nobody says this much dumb stuff. And we wanted to run a couple of these quotes maybe by Justin Bieber for some clarification. So we asked producer Dave to get him on the line for us, and I believe Justin joins us back on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hi, Justin. How are you, sir?
Good morning, bro. How are you today?
We're good. We just wanted to run some of these quotes by things that you've said, things okay. that you've tweeted.
Okay. Hey, before we get started.
Yes.
Bro,
yeah.
I just want to say that my heart goes out to all the victims in Boston.
Oh, wow. That's not, okay. Thank you. That's
and
nice.
And I'm sure they're all Bieber fans. I want to say that.
Okay. You can't.
Justin,
oh,
again, this is just
sure
like with
are,
the Anne.
And so I care about them. I hope they're
right,
all
but
okay.
this is just like with the Anne Frank thing. It's not about you. Why can't it just be my heart goes out to the victims of the tragedy or my heart goes out to Anne Frank? It doesn't have anything to do with you.
I can't help it if people love me, bro. Okay?
Here is a quote, and we want to run
What'd
some.
What'd you say, bro? What'd you say? I F you up, bro.
I said
F you up.
All I said is here's a quote.
Oh, okay.
Here's a quote that you have said. As hard as I've tried, I don't know how not to be adorable.
That's true, bro.
You said no. But that came out of your mouth.
I know. What's it all about? I can't
What
help
a
it.
Dick.
I hate being so filled with adorable, bro, but I can't. I wish I could change it. Don't you think I'd turn it off if I could? But I can't, bro. I just ooze adorable. Look, there's some more adorable that came out of me.
Okay, you're not nearly as adorable as you think you are,
I'm
Justin.
I'm pretty damn just, adorable.
Look,
Let's
there
face that, eh?
Lots of little girls find you attractive, but you sound like a douchebag if you walk around telling everybody how good-looking you are.
I
you know that,
I
right?
I wish I could stop it just for a minute so I could get arrested from being adorable, but I can't.
Not trying to be arrogant, but if I walked down the street and a girl saw me, she might take a look back because maybe I'm good-looking, right?
Maybe I am, bro. Oh, no, I definitely am. I definitely am good-looking. And she would look back at me, bro, because I'm not wearing a shirt, bro. That's fine.
Yeah, that's true. You're never wearing a shirt.
What are shirts all about, by the way?
Well,
why is everybody wearing shirts?
They cover up your pasty little girl body.
When did that become a thing? Shirts?
I don't know. A couple of thousand years ago for human decency, because not everybody wants to look at your sweaty armpits as they go through life, Justin?
That's not swag, yo.
April is a fun month.
It is, isn't it?
What a stupid thing to say.
You just said it, bro.
I know. I'm quoting you.
Oh.
Right.
I said that. Well, you it is said a fun month, man. First of all, bro, first day of April. April Fool's, bro.
Right.
That's fun. Come on.
Right.
Then, later on in April.
What else?
Showers.
April showers. I've heard of those, right?
But you got taxes in the middle of it. That sucks.
I got what?
Taxes. Most of us have to pay taxes.
Not familiar, bro.
Yeah.
That's all right. Not swag.
All right.
Yeah, he's got people to do that. Here's another calendar question. This is, again, a quote from Justin Bieber. Sunday comes after Saturday?
Right.
Weird.
What's up with that, bro?
Well, what kind of question is that?
It doesn't make any sense.
How?
Why? Why doesn't it make any sense? That's just how the days of the week are arranged.
Because the last day of the week is supposed to be the day you rest, right?
Okay.
So wouldn't you sit on Saturday? Wouldn't that be the last day? Like, whew, I'm exhausted, bro. I gotta sat my ass down.
Don't try to be smart, Biebs. Don't
Come
do that.
On.
Or funny.
Don't do that.
That
or
doesn't
clever.
Make any sense. That's weird,
let's,
bro.
Let's talk politics.
All right, what's that all about?
I'm not sure about politics, but whatever they have in Korea, that's bad.
Word.
Wow.
That's deep.
That is fact.
Now, do you think people are coming to you for your savvy analysis about politics?
Dude, people want to know what the Biebs thinks about life. I can't change that, bro, any more than I can change being adorable. They come to me because they want insights into life, and so I give them my mad insights on politicos. You know?
So you're just cursed with having too many things that people want all the time.
Dude, I'm so beast. I can't help it.
You are. You're pretty beast.
Singers aren't supposed to have dairy before a show, but we all know I'm a rule breaker.
That's right, bro. That's
you're
why I
crazy.
Threw up on stage. Why I threw up on stage. Too much dairy before my show. I took the risk. I don't care. I took the risk for my fans.
You are out of control.
Because they believe. And so I say, look, I need energy to get on stage. How about some three-day-old mayonnaise that's been sitting out here? I'll take that risk because I am a giver. I am the Biebs, and they have expectations of me. Right,
okay.
Bro? That's
Justin.
What that's all about.
I don't care. I'm eating dairy now. I don't care.
Please don't.
I got some old cheese over here.
No.
It was in one of those things, a piece of wood with a spring on it.
That's a trap.
That's like, I don't care. Okay. I don't care if it's a trap.
Okay.
Akbar. Akbar, I don't care. I just eat it. I'll eat old cheese. I don't care. Because
don't
I'm
eat
a
any...
rebel. That's what I do.
Don't
and
eat
I
anything.
I am swag, yo. That's what I'm a boot.
I'm afraid he's going to... Oh, no. Don't, Justin. Oh, no. No, no. Not again. Oh, come on.
Here we go.
Oh, poor. Come on. Justin,
that is not adorable.
April is not a fun month.
Look, hear my whole thing. The King of Mexico, our beloved producer, has already gotten the laugh. We've already acknowledged, oh, hey, you're funny. You told us Kate Upton was supposed to be on the show today, and she canceled. And it's funny, and you burned us, and ha, 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 we get it.
But here's the thing. He told us yesterday that he was going to play this prank on us.
Right. Exactly.
Well, and that's now not he's a very good prank.
Right.
Right. But now what I'm saying is now it's 7:30. Now Kate Upton's an hour and a half away. We need to start preparing for that. He needs to pull the plug and say, yeah, I was just clowning you guys. Of course she's going to be on as originally scheduled. So, Dave, what's the deal? Yes on Kate Upton or no on Kate Upton?
Nope.
But really, though, but seriously, for reals, we're talking to her, right?
Sure. Nope.
See? What are we supposed to do with this?
I think it's a nope.
A real nope?
I do. I think
well,
so.
Then Producer Lake. I think you were right early this morning, Kate. I think Producer Lake is where he's got to go.
Firing is not enough. He must die.
Exactly. Speaking of Kate Upton, though, she has got a lot going on because, well, she has so much time in her day because she's not spending any of it talking to Kevin and Bean, so she can do a lot of other cool things. She's in a new movie, just been announced. She's been in a couple of movies before. I think she was in that Tower Heist movie. She's been in a couple of other films. But she's in a new movie where it sounds like she's playing a pretty significant role. It's going to be starring that guy from Game of Thrones, Nicolaj Coster-Waldau. You know, one of those big hunky stars from Game of Thrones?
Mm-hmm.
He plays a man who is married to actress Leslie Mann, who you know from all the Judd Apatow movies, Judd's wife, in fact. So he's married to her, okay? He's cheating on her with Cameron Diaz.
Okay.
Kate Upton is his other mistress.
Wow.
Okay, so he's got a wife, he's got a mistress, Kate Upton is his second mistress, and none of them know about each other.
Okay, good.
And that's what got me to thinking.
Where does it all go south?
Because it does.
It does. It goes south because the affairs are discovered and the wife and the two mistresses get together to come up with revenge on the husband.
Oh, that poor bastard.
Yeah, that's no bueno. But here's the question that this caused in my mind, and I'd love to hear from the Kevin and Bean listeners who have experienced this at 1-800-520-1067. How can you date anyone for any length of time that is married and you not know it? Doesn't it seem like there would be
a lot of clues?
A million clues.
Let's go back to your house. Let's go to yours. No.
What are you doing for Christmas? Nothing. just seems like there would be an awful lot. I mean, it seems like that's something that I don't know how you could pull that off for more than a couple of weeks. If the relationship was anything other than just banging, it seems like there would have to be some sort of interaction outside of the bedroom where it would become evident that you couldn't call this guy at home or what's with the ring or what's with the kids or whatever. It seems like something would happen that would tip you off. Like how long could you hide your wife, Kevin?
I can't imagine very long. We're not talking about distance, though. That's the only thing that would make it a little easier is if they were in another state or something.
Oh, you got a long distance.
You got a relationship where you travel and you only see her when you're in Cincinnati or something like that. Yeah, you could probably pull that off.
Let's say same because I do. let's say you're in the same city.
Right.
How can you hide that?
I can't imagine.
Because, Lisa, I mean, you've got antenna, and they would certainly go up after a very short amount of time if something didn't add up, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, for one thing, if you start sleeping together, you're probably going to spend a night together.
Right.
Mm-hmm. How does he do that?
Right.
And you would definitely want to go to his house at some point.
Right, but he would say, no.
Right. And
what are you doing for Valentine's Day? Nothing. Well, we should spend it together. Can't.
Talk before you go to sleep. That kind of thing. That's what couples do, right?
Sure.
I can't imagine.
I can't imagine
you could
it either.
Maybe a couple of weeks, a month at most.
That's what I'm thinking too. But I mean, I have heard stories. I mean, who was that famous journalist? That CBS was it Charles Kuralt, Lisa, the
he
one
had
who
two
died?
Families.
Yeah, a whole
he
other
had two
family.
Families.
Now,
yeah.
Now, to Kevin's point, the family was in Montana, and he lived with his wife in New York, I think. But she didn't find. She'd been married to him for decades, and found out after he was dead that he had another relationship that had lasted almost as long with a completely different woman, with completely different kids, in a completely different state, and had no idea. But at least he had a job where he traveled. So it's a little bit understandable.
I wonder if this is one of those deals where you just want to believe that person. You love him or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. And you just can't believe that someone would lie to you like that.
Right. But he's a guy.
So of course
well,
he does.
let's take one call before the break, and then we want to hear from you. What were your experiences of dating someone who turned out to be married? You didn't know it. 1-800-520-1067. That's our toll-free number here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Afton is going to get us started here on line two. Afton, welcome to the show, my dear. How are you?
I'm good. Just hanging out at PCC.
All right. Oh, cool. All right. Fantastic. So you heard the plot of this Kate Upton movie. It sounds like it's plausible compared to what you've lived through, right?
It could be.
How long did you date this guy?
A year and a half.
And he was married the whole time, and you never knew it.
And living with his wife.
For 5 years, actually.
He was married for 5 years.
I was only with him for a year and a half. I was 17. I had no clue.
Okay, so what about all the tip-offs, all the clues? I mean, did you ever go to his house?
No, he never invited me over. I mean, I was 17, so really he just picked me up. We'd go out, he'd spend money on me, and then I was like, okay, I'm happy. I really don't care if I go to your house or not.
Okay, I get that for a couple of dates, but once it gets to be a year, don't you go away together? Don't things happen where it kind of takes him out of his real life?
Yeah, and that's why he got caught. It was because finally she was like, what's going on? He's never home. He's not at work. And and then she walked up on us when we were eating lunch. And I was like, who's that? And he's like, oh, crap, it's my wife.
Oh,
that's
man.
The best.
After a year and a half, though, I mean, you have to look at yourself and go, did I miss some obvious clues here?
I knew. I was like, I'm so retarded. I'm so
retarded. And he said, here's some more money. Don't worry about it.
So did you break up with him?
Later. Huh?
Did you break up with him?
Oh, yeah, right away. She asked me to come to the divorce court, actually, and testify. And I was like, no, I'm not even here. I'm 17. I'm going home.
Oh.
I'm never going to see money anymore. I was really just using him.
Wait, you dated him for a year and a half, and you were 17 when it ended?
No, I was 18 and a half when
okay.
it ended.
All right.
Yeah, I'm much more comfortable with the story with you being 18. That's all. All right, so, but you, were you in love with him?
No, it wasn't anything. I mean, I have really bad post-traumatic stress disorder, so I use guys kind of. I've only been with three guys. He was mm-hmm. the first one that I've ever been with, so I used him really bad. And
does he have a wife? I don't know, but he buys me shoes.
But all right, a year and a half, though, that's exactly the kind of story we were looking for. Thank you, Afton. We appreciate the call, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, bye now.
Boy, she sounds like trouble, doesn't she?
Yeah.
1-800-520-1067. You were dating for a long time and then found out he or she was married. We want to hear your story when we return on the Kevin and Bean Show. Talking about you're dating somebody and then after a lengthy relationship, find out that the other person is married. I can't imagine that happens. But look, Kevin, every single phone line
yep.
is on hold.
Yep,
it's
yep.
Apparently, it not only happens, it happens a lot. Abby is on line two. Let's find out what her situation was. Hi, Abby. Thanks for calling the Kevin and Bean Show and holding on. How are you today?
Hi, I'm great. Good morning, everyone.
How long did you date this dude?
I actually dated this guy for 2 years.
And was he married the entire time?
Oh, yes, definitely. I was 18 at the time, so mm-hmm. I didn't really know any better.
Right.
But, yeah, and I actually had a child with this guy.
What? So
yes.
You're blowing my mind here. So when you were having a baby, I would imagine that's when you expect the father to be around a lot, but he also had a wife at home that he had to make up excuses every time he left the house, right?
Right. Well, his excuse was that he lived with his mother, and his mother was very private, and she was very sick and, you know, very diabetic. And
wow. He was playing you hard with his mom.
Oh, my
God.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah. And so, you know, I had the baby and his thing was like, okay, we're going to move in together. We'll buy a house. So when we went to fill out the paperwork, you know, for like a credit run and everything, that's where I got his social security number and did a background check on him. Not only did I find out he was married and had a family, but that he had
actually 9 children.
Oh, my God. You're kidding me.
Oh, yes. You were dumb.
So what happened? Did you end it?
Oh, definitely. And I actually printed the report with the kids' names on it, and I said, okay, this is it. We're over. I want nothing to do with you.
Not even child support?
Not even child support. Nothing.
Wow. Wow. What a story. So you got your eyes open now. You want to go to a man's apartment or home on his first date now, right, just to make sure there's no wife around. Yeah.
You give me a name and I do a background check, not even the first date.
All right, that'd be scaring me now.
No, I don't Thank blame you very her after much. That.
No, I don't either. After that, unbelievable. Thank you very much for the call.
9 kids.
That's
no wonder
crazy.
He wanted to get out of the house.
All right, let's talk to Daniel. Let's get it from the gentleman's perspective. He's on line 5 here on the Kevin and Bean Show. So, Daniel, you were dating a woman and found out she was married, right?
Yes.
How long?
We were dating for about a year and a half, 2 years, and I actually got married 6 months into our relationship and kept dating me.
What?
So while she was dating you, she got engaged and got married.
Yes.
And how did you not see any of the signs?
She lived in Garden Grove. I live north of there.
Right.
So,
but not in another state.
Right. How about when she went away on her honeymoon? what were you thinking? Where was she that you thought?
She said family vacation.
Well, she was telling the truth.
That's true.
Yeah. It is a family vacation.
You never went to her house.
She lived with her parents at the time. And when she said she moved out with some friends. And she invited me over whenever he was at work.
Oh.
And there were pictures or what?
There were no pictures.
She's good.
I found out she was married when she asked for the TV remote. We were sitting on the bed. So I reached over, grabbed the TV remote. When I pulled it off, I knocked a little box that was sitting on the
nightstand. Yes.
Nightstand, and the rings fell out.
Her wedding ring and his ring?
Yeah,
that's his whole TV remote story is a cover up for how much he was snooping in that house, by the way. But, yeah. So you did find out, and did you break up with her after you found out she was married?
Yes, I did.
Okay. All right, man. Thanks for the call. Appreciate
ballsy
that.
Ballsy to bring him home.
Let's talk to Tony. This might be even better.
I think so. Tony, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Thanks for calling. How long were you guys dating?
You know, that's not really important.
How long were you dating?
Let's not focus on the negative.
But how long were you dating?
12 years. 12 years. And how much of that 12 years was your girlfriend married to another man?
Let me count. 1, 7.
7 years?
Dude, what happened?
How old were you when you broke up?
We're still together.
Yes!
And is she still
divorced,
married?
Right?
Is she still married?
She is.
What's going on, Tony? What's the story, dude?
Dude, women are crafty, bro. Women are crafty.
Men are dumb.
Yeah, men are dumb. All right, so how were you dating her for so long and not knowing she was married?
You know, you kind of know. I mean, in the bottom, you kind of know.
Oh, so you kind of didn't care.
He kind of doesn't care now.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
How did you find out she was married for 7 years while you were dating her?
Social media, and then I was like Googling, and then all of a sudden I see a picture, and I'm like, hey, wait a minute.
You saw a picture with her and her husband?
Yeah, and then she, kind of confronted her. She kind of came clean and said, hey, look, 7 years ago, remember that one time I went on a family vacation? Well, it was a honeymoon.
Oh, my God. Right. And you were like, that's all good. Let's keep seeing each other.
But why does she marry somebody if she wants to be with you? I don't get it.
It's family. It's a very family. Like her family loves this kid, and family loves this guy, and
And family wouldn't approve of you, would they, Tony?
No, they wouldn't.
Are you waiting for her to leave him?
Yeah, she's supposed to be getting a divorce the next couple of months. So.
Tony.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah.
Tony.
Absolutely. Any minute now. Are you kidding? She can't wait to get a divorce. That's all she dreams about is how she can leave this man 12 years.
Tony. She's been with him for 7 years. Married.
I'm an optimist. What can I say?
Oh, Tony.
There are other words than that I would use.
Dumb. Thank you for the call. We appreciate you listening. I hope most of our listeners are smarter, though.
Wow.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:54.
Ralph Grabert is here. It's Ralph Grabert does the hits with his mouth, but now the showbiz beat on a Wednesday Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
That's what the ladies say. Ralph Garman does the hits with his mouth.
No one's ever said that.
You know what I'm saying?
Funny. Nope.
No, stop that. That's gross.
I'm just saying that that could have been yours, Lisa. But no, you blew it years ago.
I never thought I'd see anything grosser than Ralph when he does the thumb. But now that we've seen the tongue,
you've blown it, man. Missed out.
I don't ever want to see that again.
Lisa May had her shot, and she just let it slide on by.
Look at her. She seems fine.
She's miserable. Look at her. She's like, oh, what did I do? What have I done?
Follow him around all the time.
No idea the pleasure that this can provide.
Stop with that. Keep it in your mouth.
I think Lisa's going to be fine. Lisa right now feels like she didn't get on the plane that crashed on 9/11. That's what she feels like.
How dare you, sir. Hey, Friday, April the 19th, circle your calendars.
Calendar?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or just that day?
No, the whole calendar. Get a big Sharpie and then circle it on your wall. Okay. They circle around the calendar and then concentric circles working inside as you get closer and closer and then the 19th.
That's right. A lot of work. It's going to be good.
But it's going to be worth it.
Look up concentric.
Because two of the world's biggest douchebags will collide on television. Teen mom Farrah Abraham will be appearing on Dr. Phil.
Yay!
Oh, Dr. Phil's special one-hour...
I hate Dr. Phil.
...episode, so do I, where he confronts Farrah Abraham and asks her questions about her troubled behavior. Phil confronts Farrah about her X-rated video and other reckless behavior. How does she explain her actions? Is she ready to make a change? Then, Farrah's mom, Deborah, speaks out about her turbulent relationship with her daughter and Farrah's dad, Michael, weighs in on his daughter's controversial behavior.
Oh.
What he says may surprise you. Plus,
how stupid can you get?
Don't miss Dr. Phil's advice every parent needs to hear. This Friday.
I didn't think this could get any worse, but apparently it knows no bottom.
Here's the thing about this confluence of events.
Yeah.
Is that you have a desperate, horrible attention whore of Farrah Abraham.
Yes.
Who is desperate to get into the spotlight. In any way, we've seen already, she will it doesn't matter how she gets there or why she's getting the attention. She just needs the attention.
So she's thrilled to be on Dr. Phil, even though she
thrilled.
Knows he's going to yell at her.
She's going to get confronted, he's going to yell at her, and she's going to never be happier.
Yep.
Now, the other side of the coin
bad
is...
bad choices.
You have this charlatan Dr. Phil.
Who's no longer a doctor, right?
Right. Who props himself up as I am helping people. I'm stepping in and I am giving these people guidance. When in reality, he is just the flip side of that same coin, which is I am going to pose as a person who cares about other people, but I'm just going to rape the tabloid headlines and get these people on my show as a pure grab for ratings.
You are looking at an idiot.
So these two horrible people on different ends of the horrible spectrum are going to come together into what I expect to be sort of a matter-antimatter connection, and the whole world's going to end. That's what I'm guessing.
Really?
So
you'll end the world?
You'll be watching then.
Oh, hell yeah.
You need to stop it, and you need to stop it right now.
Yeah. So very excited about Friday's Dr. Phil episode.
Well, you need a wake-up call. You're going to go to the penitentiary.
Take a long, hard look at that on Monday, perhaps. We'll break that down. I'll do the play-by-play. Get the telestrator out, and we'll just work it out. Speaking of sex tapes... You know, I mentioned that Shay from Buck Wild made a sex tape with her creepy ex-boyfriend, Jesse J.
Right.
In a trailer park,
and now it's being pimped around. And she says she's upset. Materials are being used against me, and it should be illegal. I am ashamed of my mistake and deeply regret it, she says, of making the porn tape that her boyfriend's
been shopping. Blah, 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 blah.
Here's the best part of the story, though. And I already am a big fan of YouPorn.com. Don't get me wrong. YouPorn.com, one of my favorites.
Okay.
But I like them even more now because they have just offered her a deal. Truly, truly meant for a hillbilly princess.
Okay.
Here's their deal. $50,000 in cash and a year's supply of cigarettes.
Wow.
If she's willing to sign over the rights of the sex tape, which made me laugh out loud when I saw that offer. God bless the sense of humor from YouPorn.
Look, I haven't seen the tape, Ralph, but she shouldn't be ashamed of that. She should be ashamed of Buck Wild. At least this has some value.
Right. At least I can get some pleasure out of watching her sex tape.
Exactly.
Maybe.
Get nothing out of Buck Wild.
Off.
Yeah, but she's pretty sporty. But Buck Wild, you get nothing.
Yeah, that's true.
My penis goes inside my body during Buck Wild. I'm so afraid. And this, please let this be so. Let this be true. I feel like about this story the way I felt when I watched Free Willy.
Okay.
As I watched that beautiful, sweet orca just arc over that barrier and make its way into free water, just to free that poor animal and get it out and back into the wilderness where it belongs.
It made you want to believe.
Bruce Jenner's leaving Kris Jenner.
Oh.
He is.
Well, this is coming from Star Magazine. So take it for what it's worth. But they claim they've got a source that says Bruce Jenner will be divorcing Kris Jenner because of her drinking and her obsession with money and fame. Now, the interesting part of the story is despite Kim, Khloe, and Courtney not being his biological kids, the story claims they all sided with him and completely understand, as did his biological daughters, Kendall and Kylie.
If you've watched one episode of that show, you can understand.
I can't imagine how he could stay for as long as he did.
I can't either.
Me either.
And it's tragic to me that she's now more famous than he is.
Yeah. Again, someone who has accomplished something with his life versus someone who has accomplished nothing with hers.
Well, I'd love it if that were true and he ends up growing his testicles back.
And his face. I'd like to grow his face back as well.
Yeah, go back in for some surgery. Just have them to take away whatever they've done.
Kim, Khloe, Courtney, Kendall, and Kylie all vote yes. The only kid that stayed on mom's side, Rob. Douche. Rob.
Wow.
He's such a douche. Such a fat douche.
You know, she tried to twist every one of their arms, and they all didn't give in except for him.
Well, she's still backing his exclusive sock line.
That's right. He's trying to market his socks.
He needs the money. And we're out of time. I want to play the mashup. Can we play the mashup real quick?
Sure.
I mentioned earlier, last hour, I guess it was, Psy has his follow-up hit, Gentleman, on YouTube.
And you said it was very different than...
Well, it is. It's a completely different song than the Gangnam Style, which was his first smash hit. But the reason I brought it up is because it's on YouTube now, and the views it's getting are just ridiculous. 120 million views so far. It was posted Saturday night. In the first 24 hours, 20 million hits. First 40 hours, 51 million hits. It's a smash hit, and I think it's because it's a departure from his first song, Gangnam Style. And you guys scoffed at that. So to prove to you how different they are, I asked Omar to put a mashup together, and you'll see how they just don't belong together.
Oh,
they don't,
probably
they don't
clash
count.
Pretty
exactly.
bad.
Exactly. You'll hear the difference.
Wow.
We just laid them on top of each other, and you can see how different
they are.
That
was both at full volume.
Yes.
That's the same.
You can see it's different.
Song.
He's an artist. Let him grow. Why do you want to put him in a box and just make him be the same thing over and over again?
I didn't come up with the second song that's an identical ripoff to the first.
How dare you? Today's celebrity birthdays. Sean Bean is 54. Maynard of Tool is 49. Liz Phair celebrates her 46th birthday. Jennifer Garner's 41. Stupid Spice. Now, which one was she?
Jennifer Garner was not a Spice Girl.
No, Victoria Beckham. I'm trying to...
Oh, she was Posh.
Posh Spice. 39 years old today. And actress Rooney Mara celebrates her 28th birthday. You know, she comes from NFL royalty, you know.
She does?
That's Rooney right.
Mara, yeah.
I didn't know that.
The Rooney family.
No kidding.
Pittsburgh Steelers fame and the Mara family of legendary football New York Giants fame.
Wow.
They crossbred and they came up with a Rooney Mara. It's like it's like one of those arranged marriages on the Game of Thrones or something where competing tribes bring together a marriage to make peace in the kingdom. She's 28 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Dip. Low. Welcome to K-Rock, my friend. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
I didn't know that was your first and last name. That's
it
weird.
Is, yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Low.
Dipperson Low.
Music producer, rapper, record label runner, songwriter. He does it all. And we have just in the last 30 seconds that we've been speaking with Diplo since he joined us in the studios are feeling very bad about ourselves because...
About our work ethic.
Yes. Please, if you would share with the Kevin and Bean listeners what this week alone is like for you as just a moment in time for a week in the life of Diplo. What are you doing?
It's pretty easy this week. You know, I did my Vegas residency on Monday, and yesterday I did like a karaoke party. Today we got radio and the ASCAP Awards, and Thursday we got a show in Tucson with 2 Chainz, then back to Coachella on Saturday. Sunday, Monday we go to Europe. So
hold on. And that's pretty easy?
That's pretty modest, yeah. Usually it's like 2 shows a night or, you know, airplane every day and studio sessions bouncing between them, yeah.
Do you not know how to say no to someone? Or are
I don't,
you just,
I can't.
Or are you just burning through money so fast that you got to keep working this
exactly.
hard?
Exactly. I just spent all my
It's all
my
going
cash.
Up your nose, right?
It is, yes. You know how it is.
Tell us about your lifestyle. Tell us about your 24-hour craziness.
Yeah, well, you know, one night, I think in January, on the 20th, I played four shows in one night. I took a helicopter to each show. It was Baltimore, then to Philly, then Atlantic City, then New York City at like 3:30 in the morning. And my flight at 6 in the morning, I had to go to Jamaica to do a show that Monday. So it was all Sunday, so I did five shows in like 24 hours.
Which show suffered as a result of that decision? One of
definitely
them sucked,
New York
right?
City. I was like, what am I doing? At that point, 3:30 in the morning at this crappy little bar called the Westway. It was just so sweaty and the sound didn't work. And Yeah. I couldn't handle it anymore.
Why'd you decide to do that?
Just that sheer ridiculousness. You know?
Just seemed like a good challenge.
Yeah, also, you know, riding helicopters is cool.
Sure.
It was fun.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
For the first three trips.
Yeah, that was good.
I'm so glad that we have you in for a number of reasons. First of all, we've been a fan of the work that you've been doing. And we've actually ended up, even though you're dance music artist predominantly, you know, we've ended up playing a bunch of your, you know, obviously No Doubt and MIA and some of the stuff that has ended up on K-Rock that you've been involved in as well. But it's a fascinating time in music history where DJs are some of the biggest stars in the world. And if you have any doubts about that, just check out any of the videos of your performance at Coachella this weekend Kevin, you were there.
I mean,
they couldn't find a place that was big enough for the people who wanted to see Diplo, right?
Well, the Sahara tent was next to next to the one you were in?
There's a dance tent that was more for the dance acts, but we wanted to kind of be more like a live feeling with the Major Lazer sound, so we went into the, what was our tent called? I forgot now. The Gobi?
Gobi, maybe?
Yeah. But we just wanted it to be more like a live feeling, because I think the dance music sort of was already blended together and stuff like
right.
that, and We feel more like we're live, so.
But that tent was the only place that I saw all weekend at Coachella where the draw was way too much for the tent.
Yeah. That's
you know
cool.
What I mean?
We like that.
It was packed all the way out on the sides and all the way to the back.
But that's a better feeling than just having it, you know, being packed. We want to just be like so ridiculously packed. That it was. Yeah. So that was a good feeling.
Is there any such thing as a crowd that's too big? I mean, what's the largest crowd you've ever played for? I guess I should start with that.
You know, it's weirdly enough, but out of nowhere, I played a show in Quebec City in Quebec with Skrillex, and it was a free concert for the people that live in that province, and I think there was over 150,000 people.
Wow.
There just went over the hillside and went on forever and ever and ever.
Do you just lose track of the fact that there are people?
It's crazy because it's such a small show, and you know we've done so many other important shows. That was just a little flash in a moment, but you know in a place that's such a small city too, like Quebec City.
How many people can you actually see from the stage?
None. I already have. I just see glasses on. Like, I have bad vision. I can only see about like 50 people in front of me. You know, and the thing about Coachella is we were actually there during sunset, so the sun was right in my face. I got a sunburn. Stage, and I was in this big plastic bubble for a little bit. It was dirty because my feet had been stepping all through this bubble.
Right.
I couldn't see anything in front of me either. So it becomes a little bit dangerous when you're actually at that sunset set. It's kind of
hard. Applaud your take off your shirts and throw them in the air.
It works.
Applaud that.
I couldn't believe it.
That was quite strong.
I think a lot of kids were without their shirts later in the day.
It was mostly dudes, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But
well, you got to start somewhere. Yeah. Trend going.
There's always a couple of pairs of boobs out there when we play live.
Are you... Obviously, you're one of those kids that fell in love with music and can't imagine doing anything else. I know that about you. But are you shocked at how successful you are?
I still don't really know what success means. You know, I'm just every day, like I said, working hard and making music every day and trying to do my best. So I still don't really like to think about where I'm at. It's just always about what I can do.
You don't
stop
and kind of look at the whole landscape and say, here's
but
where
clearly, your name is a big draw. You know that at your shows. And clearly, your name means something when somebody sees it on a record. They go, oh, I want to check that out. I want to see what he was able to do with that. I mean, you have, you know, you've been nominated for a Grammy, for God's sakes. I mean, it's just weird. That's what when you came on, I said, I'm so glad we have you in because this is such an amazing time in the history of music for what DJs have turned into. I mean, it's far exceeded what any. There was a time where people thought rappers couldn't play outside of a basement. You know what I mean? And now it's the biggest music in the world. It's the same thing with DJs. It used to just kind of be over here on the side. This was this super, super tiny culture. And now it's just become mainstream. I mean, EDM is so huge around the world now. And you're peaking at the right time. It's like you're a basketball player who's playing when you can really make a lot of money playing basketball as opposed to 40 years ago, you know?
Yeah, I feel like also that music just changed so much to where everything is blended together. You know, you have like you guys are playing sort of like more – dance or rock stuff, you know, rappy stuff here on K-Rock, and you have, like, you know, we have, like, rock songs on rap radio, and you have everything's kind of blended together, that where someone like me who's able to really understand those different, the different things and what's similar about them instead of what's different.
Really in the last 5 to 10 years is about it. I mean,
it's been great, though, for me, because I think it's bringing bringing music and people together more than apart. The genres are kind of, you don't really know where they end or where they start anymore, right, which is, for me, is exciting. For a lot of critics, it's hard for them because they love to compartmentalize music so much. For me, I was always against that.
Did you ever run into, I know we got to take a break here in 1 second, but Diplo is in studio with us here on the Kevin DeMeade Show. Did you ever run into any frustration with critics, or do you not care about critics, where you looked at what they wrote and you just thought they don't get it, or have you just never cared what they say?
I always care, and you know, everybody always cares. I'm just very thick-skinned because I've been doing it for so long, and I've had so many different levels of critics, and there's always something wrong with what I do. But the worst thing is when they get the facts wrong.
Percentage of them do you get the idea? Don't even listen.
I mean, like most of them, especially with
most of them.
I feel like with something as eclectic as even Major Lazer, it's hard to explain what our project is. Even, you know, for me, it's just about the music 100%. It's not about the politics around it or who's in it or who's involved or what it sounds like. It's about the way it feels, and that's most important.
Diplo is here on K-Rock and the Kevin DeMeade Show. Major Lazer is the act playing the Mojave Tent at Coachella. And those names are interchangeable, right?
Yeah.
Diplo, Major Lazer, playing the Mojave Tent at Coachella this Saturday, once again at 6:25 p.m. You definitely don't want to miss it. And we'll take a break and come back more with our guests right after this on the Kevin DeMeade Show. Producer DJ Diplo in studio with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. In between his appearances at Coachella, you have been extremely prolific in terms of the mixtapes that you've come out with over the years. Dozens of them, it seems like. How do you make the decision to then release an actual album like came out yesterday, the Major Lazer Free the Universe? Why did you decide this one needs to be released officially?
It's funny, just because I think everything I do is made just for people to hear, like mixtapes, radio shows, you know, my remixes. It's just all a stream of music, but I think Major Lazer was, it's funny because it's a project I've been working on that just makes most sense as the product, you know, the package together. And I guess people just give me a deadline and then have to turn it in. And that's, that's pretty much it. But there's a lot of people, you know, responsible for making this record, not just me. It's we have a great management team and a lot of artists that are featured and a great label, Secretly Canadian, and it's just good to have a good team around you, and they all want to be part of the project, so it feels good to work with them.
It's crazy how many guest stars you have on this record. I mean, that must be fun for you as a producer and songwriter to be able to work with guys like Wyclef Jean and Bruno Mars and Ezra from Vampire Weekend and Santa Gold. I mean,
although it sounds like a nightmare of a scheduling.
It is, but it's just like, you know, it's kind of a time capsule of just what I did the last year, who I hung out with and where I was. You know, Bruno Mars was there with us when we were writing some stuff for No Doubt, and that record just came out as, like, he was just freestyling, having fun. So I just cut it and made a record out of it.
Wow.
And everything kind of comes spontaneous when we make songs for Major Lazer. That's what's really cool about it.
Were you surprised when you got the call from No Doubt to work on that Push and Shove record?
Actually, that, funny enough, that song was a Major Lazer song. And I sent it. I really wanted to get Gwen to do the hook for it. And then Tony hit me.
And they stole it?
And he was like, the song's cool. It's so cool that we're going to use it. And then, you know, they did the hook, and they made a crazy giant feeling hook for that I couldn't have done my own. And
are they allowed to do that, to just steal your stuff, though?
I don't mind. I don't even care, because I'm a huge No Doubt fan. And for me, it's like them, what they did out here in Southern California with reggae music too, and introduced it to a lot of kids. And still today, I still like listen to some of their records and a huge fan. So,
all right, speaking of reggae, and I know that you do, you have quite a few reggae songs in your past and on this new Major Lazer record too. It seems like there's quite a few. What are you doing to my man Snoop Dogg? Because we need to have a talk about what's going on with this.
Snoop Lion.
Yeah, Snoop Lion.
Sorry.
Do you guys don't play the Ashtrays and Heartbreaks records with Miley Cyrus?
We're not going to play that. We're going to pass on that, but thank you.
I love the project. And for me, it's like Snoop is always, you know, he's in his 40s and he's an older guy. He doesn't live, you know, out in Compton and is not gangbanging. He wants to do records that he can play for his kids. And that's like, as an adult, I think.
But you can play rap music for your kids?
You can, but you look kind of silly as you older you get. But for me, I think that it's more about, he just wants to like go back with a record with messages, which sounds, you know, and I think that, for me, I can't imagine another artist who can just come out with a reggae record out of nowhere.
Well, that's true.
I almost feel like he's the one artist that we could use as a vehicle.
You know, Willie Nelson did it a couple of years
ago. He did an amazing record.
Completely reggae.
We were going to get Willie Nelson was going to be on the Snoop record, too.
Because they're friends, yeah.
Yeah, wow. He had a really good song called Roll Up. Did you guys hear that?
But totally.
Roll Me Up When I Die and Smoke Me.
I wonder what Snoop and Willie Nelson could have bonded over. I can't imagine.
I don't know, but I love
what those guys have in common.
I know, but I love Willie.
All right, so I have to ask. All right, so the story goes, and tell me if this is true, that Snoop went on vacation or something in Jamaica. He just wanted to kind of get away and just fell in love with the place, in love with the people, and just started to feel like all spiritual and vibey and everything, and just wanted to do a reggae record. How did you end up being on it or working with him on it?
I think his management, his team, I've done some records for him, some hip-hop production, and his team just hit me up like because they knew I was involved in reggae. They didn't understand what Major Lazer was a lot, but I came in and played him a record we did on an album called Get Free. And they love that record so much. They're like, yo, this is exactly what we want to do. We want to do like the straight ahead reggae. And at the time, people knew me as more like the dance music, the dance version of reggae.
Right.
So we just vibed on that song. And then we went together to Jamaica and we just wrote, you know, about 20 songs. And we did it very quickly. We just, for me, to be in a session with 3 weeks and compact that, you know, when you work on a record with like, even No Doubt, they were working on their record for, you know, like 4 or 5 years.
Right.
Yeah. To actually just go in the studio and say, like, this is the beginning, this is the end. We got 3 weeks to write. That's an amazing feeling.
Are you sure it was 3 weeks or were you just high for 3 years?
We might have been. Yeah. I think, you know, some of the weed we smoked did make me feel like I was traveling through time. But writing the records is easy. It's me producing the records takes a long time because I really take a lot of care into what the records sound like. And, you know, it has to be very forward thinking to me for records to come out.
What's the strangest phone call you've ever received from an artist? I mean, you get called every day about every time.
Yeah, everybody wants you.
I don't know where randomly a couple of years ago, I'm kind of loud on my Twitter feed and I just say what I feel. I think I was making fun of Sean Kingston once because he had a really stupid song about Twitter.
Right.
I was like, this is the dumbest song. And out of nowhere, Sean Paul called me, got my number from somebody like, yo, you can't make fun of Sean Kingston on Twitter, you know, like, so people, I just realized I can't really make fun of people anymore because I know them all and I see them all at parties and shows.
That does ruin it.
And he just got my number from somebody. I don't know who.
That's
how.
Weird.
So sometimes I do get random phone calls from famous people, and it's kind of scary.
This is maybe it's an unanswerable question, but who's your favorite DJ? Who do you think is better than you are, Diplo?
There's so many, man, that are just so good and progressive. There's a great reggae DJ I love so much named David Rodigan, who's been doing reggae. You know, he used to interview Bob Marley on BBC Radio, and he still does it today and still plays shows all over the world.
Wow.
He's a legend. And then there's people like Skrillex who are able to like really mash up all kinds of genres and introduce the music like we're doing to a bigger level. That helps me a lot, you know?
Right.
You accept dubstep as being a real thing and not just BS?
Well, I feel like Skrillex, it's not really about the genre anymore. He's someone that's bigger than that. You know, you can hear his music and know it's his right off the back. And there's a lot of guys.
Absolutely,
like even someone like Cascade who I hear his music and it's not my style, but I love that it sounds like what he is.
Because a lot of DJs
and a lot of dance music, I can't hear the difference. You really need to have personality too, which is what I tell all the young DJs that I hang out with. And it's not about sounding like someone else. It's about being yourself and having a certain attitude and style. So
Diplo is here on the Kevin Bean Show. In our remaining moments, I have to ask only because there's that news that just came out this week, I think, about an EDM movie that you're somehow involved in. What do you know about it?
Well, you know, if you guys have been paying attention, just what's going on with dance music is it's crazy. I mean, like that Coachella
exploded.
You know, it's just exploded. I think dance music and the culture of going to a festival and show is part of every young kid's life, but it's not really been represented on anything. You know, people are still doing the same. You know, movie ideas and, you know, about high school proms and this and that. But kids, they love to go to these festivals and dance and have a party. So we kind of came up with an idea of something to do where it's an event that takes place at a festival. And it's got to do with me because I'm one of the main DJs who are there at the festival. And these kids are trying to meet me and give me one of their demos.
Right.
And it's just going to be a funny story.
You have your guards beat them up and
yes,
stuff?
Yes, I do. I definitely have them. I can't get past my security. But it's just going to be a funny story. And we're still working on the script, but the story
is
amazing. I can definitely act.
Oh, okay. Well, you should have seen his face.
Yeah. You can't tell.
He was insulted.
You can't tell on the radio, but you know, I'm definitely.
It's not as easy as it looks. I've heard that, so I just wondered.
But the good thing is I'm just going to be me, so it's not that hard.
Well, yeah, you can play Diplo, right?
Yeah.
All right, last question I have for you. And you're very awesome with your busy, busy schedule to squeeze in some time with us on the Kevin Beach Show. We very much appreciate it. Here's my whole thing. If I'm growing up and I'm going to have a job and I don't have to wear a suit, then I don't wear a suit. What's up with you? Why are you? It's 150 degrees outside, and you're wearing a suit on stage. Why?
At some point, you just realize that suits are the best looking thing you can wear. And you just, if you're a DJ, you just want to be swagged up a little bit because everybody else is just wearing, you know, the baseball caps and the baggy jeans and everything. And you just want to look, you want to look good. I think DJs should still act like rock stars, you know, and look good. And
that is your
look. And you see bands like The Hives, and they look so good on stage, or you know, Jack White, you know, you. They have some swag. DJs should have some swag, too. And so I think that...
All right.
Bean, we don't have swag.
No. Yeah,
we apparently do not.
You're very swag. This whole studio is so swagged out. I love you. She has like a little jacket over here.
So that is I love
this. I'm the only swag in
here. Yeah, Lisa has all the swag.
Diplo is better than we are. We got it. He's smarter than we are. He's talented. All right. You can see him once again at the Mojave Tent at Coachella this Saturday on April 20th at 6:25. Oh, you're playing on April 20th. How interesting, Diplo.
Yes,
I wonder if you have anything special planned. Right.
You know.
And don't forget, the new major Laser album is just released yesterday, so download that sucker. It's called Free the Universe. Awesome to have you on the Kevin and Bean Show, man. Thank you for coming by.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Two great reasons for you to check out KROQ.com today. One, at 5 o'clock this afternoon, one of the biggest bands in the world, Phoenix, is going to be here playing live. Our little friend Nicole Alvarez from the night show here at KROQ is going to be interviewing them, and they're going to be playing live in the Red Bull Sound Space. You can watch the thing live as it happens at KROQ.com. That's at 5 today. And while you're on their website, be sure to head over to the Kevin and Bean page and sign up to join me a week from Saturday in the Donate Life Run and Walk. It's going to be a 5K with me and Scott Mason. He's got my kidney, don't you know? And we're going to be walking to help raise money and awareness for organ donation. I'd love you to be part of Team Bean. You can sign up for that or get more information at KROQ.com.
And after you do that, check out the new Miss Double D photo spread. Okay.
By the way, that's maybe the only reason worth going to. That's the best thing ever. We love our Lux. Tonight's a big night for Lakers fans. Matt Money Smith from the nationally syndicated Petros and Money radio show joins us on the phone to tell us why. Good morning, Money.
What's happening, guys?
I can't believe the basketball season is finally winding down, maybe for good for Los Angeles Lakers, huh?
Well, it could be if they lose tonight and Utah wins, and they'll know probably right around the middle of the first quarter whether or not Utah defeats Memphis. It's a game that they are heavy underdogs in. The Grizzlies, one of the best teams in the Western Conference. So, and they're still playing for home court against the Clippers. So
okay.
The Grizzlies have something to play for. They win that game, win or lose, Lakers are in.
Okay. If they win that game, Lakers have to win?
If Utah wins that game, the Lakers have to win tonight or they will not be in the playoffs.
Now, few teams in NBA history have ever been carried more on the back of one man than the 2013 Los Angeles Lakers. Now they don't have Kobe Bryant. How have they been reacting since he went down with the Achilles tendon torn?
Well, you know, it's interesting because you say that, Bean, and you're probably, you know, you're discounting a guy that's in the conversation as first-team All-NBA center, Dwight Howard. I mean, he's either going to be first or second team, probably going to be the second team. Second-best center in the league, Dwight Howard.
Has he played that well this year?
Yeah, I mean, he's you know, the leading rebounder, leading blocks, you know, so he's kind of right in step. It's just he had a slow start. So, and because Kobe's been so good offensively, nobody's really paid any attention because it is remarkable in his 17th season at 34 years of age. Kobe's been able to do that. That's been the storyline.
But I feel like he's been a one-man show in that I see so many headlines of him having to dig deep and score 20 in the fourth quarter to win a game that was out of hand, you know?
You're right. And you know, and some of the Lakers will say he shouldn't have. That, you know, when you've got Dwight down low and you've got Powell, who's probably the most offensively diverse player in the entire league with what he can do around the basket and probably, you know, extend it out to 18 feet, he shouldn't have put it all on his shoulders. And that's, I think, kind of where they're at. And in talking to a handful of you know, Laker analysts and former players, you know, we talked to Antoine Jameson a little bit earlier this week, and I said, you know, it's not that Dwight had a bounce in his step on Sunday. I would hate to say that, you know, like he's happy that Kobe's gone, but he looked like he was ready to take over that game, and against the second-best team in the Western Conference, he did. And he dominated, you know, the Spurs' front line. He dominated their defense, and the Lakers won that game because, you know, Dwight Howard looked like one of the five best players in the league again.
Is there something to the Kobe's one of the best players in the league, and he can do stuff that we can't do, so we all sort of expect him to, and we all sort of stand around and watch, and now that he's gone, we know we can't do that?
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of that, but that, you know, that I guess that's double-edged sword, right? So you have Kobe that's capable of doing that, so sometimes players will stand around.
Right.
But they're also not expecting the ball, because Kobe will tell you, hey, I got a singular focus, and it's that rim. I'm a scorer. That's what I do. So now you have all these capable players that just know, well, here we go. We're in a tight game, and there's 3 minutes left, and I'm not going to see the ball. So I'm going to get ready to rebound, and I'm going to play defense because Kobe's going to take all the shots. And so you know, it's just kind of you're chasing your tail, and you don't know what's going to happen. Now you're kind of, you know, there's more, I guess you would say, symmetry in the offense. You know, the ball's going to get dumped in low to Dwight, or it's going to go to the elbow, which is where the free throw line, you know, connects at that 90-degree angle.
Right.
And those shooters are going to be ready, because if either of those guys get double-teamed, they're probably going to kick it out to a perimeter to one of those other three that have an open look. Steve Blake, Jody Meeks, Antoine Jameson, you know, Ron Artest, one of those guys.
Forgive me if this is a dumb question, Money. Is Kobe going to be there courtside in a suit tonight, or is he still at home with his foot in a cast?
No, my guess is he'll probably be there. You know, I think it was so close to the surgery, that's why he didn't make it on Sunday.
Right.
But I would be very surprised if he wasn't there. You know, he's up on crutches and walking around, so I'm sure he'll be around.
Hey, if Kevin Ware can be at his next game, Kobe should be able to be at his, right?
Yeah, no, I'd be very, because there's no treatment or anything right now. I mean, he's
it just has to heal. Yeah. Just has to let it heal.
Exactly. So he's in that process. So yeah,
what did you think of his Vicodin fueled Facebook rant after the game?
It was Vicodin fueled, and I think you know, those of us that have experience.
He's furious, right? He's angry that this happened.
Yeah, look, Kobe's never had a major injury.
Right.
I mean, in 17 years, he's had knee scopes and he's missed, you know, maybe 5 or 6 games because of a high ankle sprain or something along those lines. But this is his first. I mean, and I think that's what was so strange about it and why there was sort of this emotional outpouring from fans and even people that don't really like him of, wow, that really sucks. That's a bummer, because that's one guy
right
that never got hurt, and that's his identity. You know, Kobe is the quote unquote warrior, the guy that, you know, played with his finger hanging off in a 2009 NBA final, you know, wrapped up in foam and plaster.
Right.
That's who that guy is,
and he's close enough to the end of his career that he every night is thinking about his legacy and thinking about the exclamation point on his career. And I think it had to cross his mind when he realized how serious the injury is. Oh my God, this really could be it.
Yeah. There aren't a lot of, it's not a prevalent injury in the NBA. There's maybe about 20, 25 cases. I mean, modern day, I could throw out a couple names, and, you know, Chauncey Billups of the Clippers, and we saw how that happened. You know, it went down last year, and he really has had trouble coming back.
Right.
You know, it's been one setback after another. Really, there's really only one case where you can say, okay, happened to that guy, and he bounced back pretty well, and that was Dominique Wilkins. He was 30, and he probably had another 5 years of mm-hmm. you know, I'd say 80% of the human highlight film. So 54,000 minutes in his career, and that's not including the Olympics and international play.
Right.
I mean, for an injury like that, you know, for people, and I'm not a doctor, but, you know, this is what my friends.
Wait, you're not a doctor?
No, turns out I'm not. Turns out
well,
I'm
hang
not.
Up. Huh.
But, you know, my friends that are, and I talk to them about this, they say it's, you know, it's basically your explosion. You know, it's where your calf is attached to your foot. And when you think about basketball and what you need to do with that pairing, it's a pretty big deal. And it's pretty tough to come back from
that. All right, one last question for you, Matt, because we're running out of time.
Yep.
And that is, let's say Utah loses.
Okay.
And or the Lakers win and they're in the playoffs.
Okay.
How do they do first round?
Lakers win, and I think they got a shot because they pull the Spurs. The Spurs are a mess right now. They're the coldest team in the Western Conference playoff race. They've lost 6 of 10. Tim Duncan is old. He's played great this year, but he's still old. Tony Parker rolled an ankle. He's not the same. Manu Ginobili's been out with a hamstring. He's banged up. So this is very similar to what the Spurs had 2 years ago.
They might do all right.
They may. If they pull the Thunder, they're done. They're done in 4, maybe 5 games. That's
I'm pulling the Thunder
matchup
right now, by the way.
Nope, that's different. It's a whole different thing.
All right, so you're not I mean, you can't see them going deep. There are too many great teams.
No, but right. I think win and the first round matchup favors them.
Okay.
It doesn't favor them, but there's a, you know, you can make a compelling case that they got a shot at it.
And how far do the Clippers go?
Clippers, oh boy, they got a tough pull. Memphis is so physical. That'll probably be another 7-game series. And by that time, you know, it's like what happened last year. They get out of that series, and they're beat to hell, and the Spurs just got done sweeping the Jazz, and they're just sitting there licking their chops.
Right.
Right.
The Clippers had nothing left. So, you know, if the Clippers can get out of that series in 6 games, you know, then maybe get a little bit of rest before they face the Thunder. You know, the Thunder are the class of the Western Conference.
They're tough to beat.
They look so much better than everybody else.
Yeah.
And if the Clippers don't get out of the second round, I mean, there's no other way to describe the season than a failure. You know, that's what happened to them last year. They got to the second round and got bounced. They got to get to the conference finals this year, and it's going to be a tough path.
The Petros and Money Radio Show airs weekday afternoons on AM 570 in Los Angeles. You and the P are going to be at Legends in Long Beach. That's happening today at 3, right?
Yeah, Belmont Shore right there on 2nd Street. We're going to hang out from 3 to like 6:30, so come see us.
Sounds fun, man. Thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Anytime.
Tired of all the beeping honking? Visit StopHonkalism.com, created by 76. It's full of honking games, facts, and other beeping information to help you make your honking ways a thing of the beeping past. I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
That's how you get it done.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Learn, kids. Learn.
Okay. Thank you, Beer Mug. 8:54, time for the Showbiz Beat. Now, here's Ralph.
Don't be a honkaholic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the hell is Lisa talking about that commercial?
I don't know.
All I know is Kevin's just walking to the studio now, so all's well.
I'm here.
What did Bean just ask you?
If Ralph is here for the Showbiz Beat?
Nope.
Adam Carolla is coming up.
She didn't say anything.
911 is a joke.
Headphones on, so I was just getting you psyched out, man.
Bastard.
Before I get to Showbiz News, I do have some tickets to give away to one of our favorite comedians, Aziz Ansari.
Yay!
He's performing at the San Manuel Indian Bingo and Casino on May the 2nd. You got to be 21 years of age or older if you want to attend, but I've got...
But this is America! I want it now!
Well, you'll get it right now. I've got pairs of tickets to give away. You know Aziz, of course, from his stand-up career, also from Parks and Rec. Very, very funny man. If he's the Aziz, I don't want a cure, man. That's all I'm saying.
File.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what's up?
That's right. What's up, indeed.
File.
Four winners right now. 1-800-520-1067. That's the number to call. First four winners will get a pair of tickets to see Aziz at San Manuel Indian Bingo and Casino on May the 2nd. If you don't win, don't feel so bad. You can go to Ticketmaster.com and buy your tickets your own self.
But this is America. I want it now.
Pull yourself up by your bootstraps, man. Just buy your own tickets if you don't win. Don't let the guy get in the way just because you haven't won something. Just go. Live your life. Be free. You know what I'm saying?
The hour's coming.
You know, there's people out there you see in show business, you say, sweet Jesus, I wouldn't even want to meet that person. I wouldn't want to spend 5 minutes with that person. They seem like such douchebags.
Right, Justin Bieber.
Your Biebers and your Kardashians and your Honey Boo Boos. And those people are just in our face every day and say, ugh, blech, blech.
Sure.
And then there's Robert Downey Jr. Don't you just see that guy and say, if I could just have dinner with him.
Or beer with.
Well, he's trying to be clean.
Like, keep the alcohol away from him, so.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Being clean and sober and all, you probably don't want to have beer with him.
My bad.
You say, wouldn't that just be a great time? He's one of those guys you just look at and say, wouldn't that be a fascinating, entertaining evening if I could just have dinner with that cat?
Smoke out with him.
Stop it. You're missing
that
the point.
Kind of thing.
He's got a great interview.
He's the coolest.
In the new GQ magazine. Of course, he is promoting Iron Man 3. And he said, after injuring his ankle pretty severely while filming that film, he got to be thinking about his 50th birthday that's coming up. And he said, it got me thinking about how big the message from your cosmic sponsor needs to be before you pick it up. How many genre movies can I do? How many follow-ups to a successful follow-up are actually fun?
Uh-oh. I don't like the sound of that.
I don't either. You do as many as we want. That's the answer.
They asked him, what about doing it for the money? But then he said, how much money do you need? They asked him if it's true he raked in $50 million for Iron Man 3. And he said, yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
He said, they're so pissed. I can't believe it. I'm what's known as a strategic cost.
Because he signed one of those percentage deals, right, of box office.
He gets pieces of Avengers and Iron Man and everything else. Regarding what he'd like to do with his future, he said he likes working with his wife, who's a very successful producer in her own right. I like working with her. I'd rather just do stuff with her, he said. So maybe...
Well, he can do that, too. He can do other movies as well.
RDJ may be winding down on his big screen blockbuster career. I'm going to do more interesting personal films.
You call him RDJ, do you?
Well, we all do. Hmm. Except for those of us who try to get him drunk or give him drugs.
Seriously, Kevin could not wait to get him off the wagon.
Friends of Robert Downey Jr. do that.
I didn't realize the wagon existed.
Yeah. Well, he's not famous for his substance abuse problems.
That's, right.
It's not a big part of his legend.
All right, okay. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying.
No, not just Robert Downey Jr. Kevin didn't realize the wagon existed.
That's true.
For anyone.
Is it a party wagon?
You need a wake-up call. You're going to go to the penitentiary.
Why would you not drink?
How dare you? Most celebrities hate the tabloids.
I imagine.
Yeah. You know who doesn't? Gwyneth Paltrow.
Really? Because I would think that she's had her fair share of being hounded throughout the years.
Well, Star Magazine did rate her the top most hated celebrity in Hollywood this week. So maybe she hates that. But she said if it wasn't for the tabloids, she wouldn't have her marriage, her family. Turns out that Chris Martin had a crush on Gwyneth Paltrow way back in the day and had invited her to one of his concerts, but she didn't show up. So out of frustration, he dedicated a song of his on stage to his girlfriend Gwyneth Paltrow, who he had never met.
Hmm.
Anyway, the tabloids picked it up and ran with it. The media went wild with that. Are they dating? We didn't even know they were together, blah, blah, blah. So it caught Gwyneth's eye, and they had a conversation about that, and that's what led to them eventually meeting at a show, and now they've been married for 10 years and have two kids.
He's been
suffering for it ever since. That's right. But he's sorry he said that on stage, isn't he?
By all accounts, she's wonderful. Everyone loves her.
Bitch, you got jacked, bitch.
I like that strategy, though. I'll have to tell my girlfriend Allison Brie that when she comes home tonight.
Nice try.
A very subtle delivery, too.
That was well done.
Everyone will believe that's true.
I will tell my fall for
girlfriend
it.
Allison Brie.
You don't know, man.
People might fall for it tonight.
No one felt for it. No one felt for it.
I will destroy you.
Oh, yeah. Come on, Allison.
Now that you know Allison Brie, and now that you've seen her in Community, when you watch Mad Men, don't you say, oh, dear God, she's the most horrible actress ever?
What?
No, I just think she's playing a 180-degree different character. I think she's great at both.
But that character, when I first saw her in Mad Men, I didn't know her from anything else. I was like, what a fascinating character that is. And now that you know that she's not like that at all, it seems like she's putting this artifice on, like the voice and the posture and everything. You just see her acting now, as opposed to that was a real person to me before.
Because you know her better?
Because we know
now?
That what she's actually like.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying.
You know, you see her so conversational, and then you know, on the Community being so sort of goofy and lovable and fun.
Right, right.
When you see her as Pete's wife now, you're like, oh, wow, that's such a jarring character now to watch her
do. You're saying.
It's like watching someone do an impression of someone or something.
Yeah.
Whereas when I first saw that character, it was like, it was just a real person to me, you know?
Sometimes. Yeah, she's great at both, though. And I'm telling you, I wanted to crawl under the couch when Trudy was dressing down Pete Sunday night. It was like, whoa, that was...
Trudy was dressing down Pete.
I mean, it was brutal.
Woo! You know what,
Kevin? Was sweating.
No, you don't get to mock just because you're not watching one of the best TV shows in history.
Bitching.
Now I'm out of time. Now you've ruined it, Kevin.
Stupid Kevin.
Now I'm out of time. I can't play Gentleman. I was going to play It's a Little Gentleman, the new Psy song, but now we don't have
take
time for it.
20 seconds.
All right. It's the new Korean pop star Psy's latest hit. I bring it up because it's on YouTube. It was posted on Saturday night. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Was it four and a half days? 120 million views so far on YouTube.
Wow. He should just call it Gangnam Style 2.
It's a very different song.
Oh.
I resent on his behalf you making the accusation that it's exactly the same song as Gangnam Style. It's called Gentleman, and it's very different and very unique and a fresh sound for Psy. I'm a bato fado gentleman. Very different.
That's the same
fresh
song.
Fresh. 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 Fresh.
This is Gangnam Style.
No, man, it's the same song, dude.
But this time he dances like this.
He does this.
He puts his hands to the side.
That's true. He's not riding a horse.
Them in front of him like he's riding a horse.
Yeah.
You're right about that. Today's celebrity birthday, Sean Bean, the actor, is 54 years old. Maynard of Tool is 49. Liz Phair turns 46. Jennifer Garner is 41 years old. Victoria Beckham of Spice Girls fame, of course, 39 years old. And actress Rooney Mara celebrates her 28th. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Kate Upton joins us on the program right now.
Nope.
Hi, Kate. What? I thought we were talking to Kate Upton today at 9:05. What happened?
Yep.
That was the plan. King of Mexico happened.
King of Mexico. Master. Worst producer we've ever had. He was great until yesterday. Until yesterday, I would have said he was the best producer we ever had. No Kate Upton on the show today? Screw him. That's what I say. Producer Lake. That's what I say. All right. Well, let's do this instead. 911 is a joke. To get up or get down. 911 is joking. Yo, Look, there are a lot of legitimate reasons to call 911. Your house is on fire. You've seen a terrible car accident. You've accidentally overdosed on drugs. A lot of reasons you should pick up that phone and get the police and the emergency services out there to your home as quickly as possible. None of these are those. All right.
Okay.
First story comes out of hard to believe Florida. And yes, he was drunk. A 19-year-old man twice called 911 because, Kevin, he didn't like the way his mom was talking to him.
Oh, really?
So he said, mom's being mean?
Yes. I don't like the way. I wish there were more details. I read the complete accident report. They do not specify exactly what mom was saying. But the first time he called 911, the police officers came out and they said, hey, uncool, improper use of 911. Please don't do this. You're abusing the system. Shape up, young man. Then he called back and they came out and he, of course, was super drunk. He was arrested for abuse of 911, which is a misdemeanor, and released from jail yesterday afternoon after posting a $500 bond. No word on what his mom had to say to him about that when he got home, but I'm sure he didn't like it.
I don't like her tone.
Now we go to Pennsylvania, the town of Girard. A 42-year-old woman has been cited for disorderly conduct after she dialed 911 requesting a divorce and police assistance to make her husband leave. Apparently, she called around 1 o'clock on Saturday night, Sunday morning, asking that officers be sent to her home, saying she was fed up with her husband and wanted him out of the house immediately. Police say they explained to the woman, who they did not identify, but her name is not public, that a divorce is a civil matter and they could not make her husband leave the residence because she wasn't in danger and no crime had been committed. She explained, I'm just tired of his ass. So apparently divorce is not something that 911 is supposed to be used
for. All right,
for.
Check.
And finally, a young man named Mark Welsh, also in Florida, by the way. Orange City is the location. He was high on a drug called K2. Kevin, do you and your little Coachella buddies know about this K2?
Horse tranquilizer, no.
Well, apparently he was high on that. It's some sort of synthetic marijuana or something, as I understand. And the reason he called was because he had been having dreams lately that were starting to come true. And his family, he told his family that his dreams were coming true, and they didn't believe him, so he called 911 not once but twice. Here's the first time.
911, where's the emergency?
Hello, I'm going to have somebody come to Orange City.
What's going on?
Something that happened in my dream, and it's actually happening.
Okay, what's happening?
That's it. Everything that happened today is actually in my dream, and I want to prove to everybody.
Okay, so what did you dream about that's happening?
It's all on paper. I wrote it down.
Okay, we'll get someone out there to you.
Thanks so much.
Okay,
bye-bye. By the way, we always talk about how unbelievably cool 911 operators
are.
Yeah,
she's trying to give them the benefit of the doubt. Mm-hmm. Maybe something bad is happening.
And by the way, no word in any of the article or the arrest papers as to what the dream was. But he tells his family, hey, I'm dreaming stuff and it's happening. And this family says, I don't believe you. So he's calling 911 to get the police out because what? Somehow they're going to convince the family that you're telling the truth? So the police officer goes out and he says, stop wasting our time. This is not why you call 911. And he leaves. What do you think the kid does? Calls back.
911, where is your emergency?
Hello, I called earlier. I'm in Orange City.
And what's the emergency?
The officer told me not to call back. And he said if I call back, then y'all are going to take me to court.
Uh-huh.
So I'm calling back.
Because you want
to prove something.
Because you want to go to jail?
I had to prove something to my family.
So okay, you're
send an officer back.
Do you have any weapons on you?
No, I don't, ma'am.
And you do not have an emergency, and you're stating that on the tape line?
I don't know.
Do you have an emergency, yes or no?
No.
Okay.
Now, isn't she giving him every opportunity to not make the biggest mistake of his life, right?
Yes, of course.
He's the Armenian comedian.
He's just going.
To Florida.
Okay, and you're saying that the officer told you not to call back, so you did because you're trying to prove a point, correct?
Yes, please.
Okay. What is the problem there? Because obviously there is one.
There is a problem. It's something that happened in a dream, and it's coming true. Everything. So can you just please send somebody here?
What? Okay. How old are you?
I'm 18.
Is there an adult there?
No, I'm a house, yeah.
No, is someone else besides you?
Me, my mom, my dad, my brother.
Can you put one of them on the phone?
All right, so I wonder if his dream was that he was going to get arrested. He had to prove to his family that he knew what. Yeah, see, it really did happen. Kids, don't do this. 911 is not a joke. To get up, get down. 911 is joking, yo. He has the busiest brain in show business, Adam Carolla, who joins us each week on the Kevin and Bean Show for This Week in Rage. You can see him tonight with a live podcast and Mangria tasting tonight with Greg Fitzsimmons as his special guest. And you got Indy 500 race car driver Helio Castroneves tonight, too, right, Adam?
Yeah, he'll be there. I think he's doing the Grand Prix. I'll be doing the celebrity race this Saturday. If you want.
That's what I was going to ask you about, because you previously won the Long Beach Celebrity Grand Prix. What's it like when you're hanging out with a race car driver? Do you, in your imaginary mind, think, hey, I could do what he does?
Bang Julianne Hough?
No, win the Indy 500.
Yeah. No, I don't think that for a second. I'd be scared. The open wheel stuff is scary. Let's not forget, when I did Celebrity Apprentice, Michael Andretti was going to come, or his son was going to be one of them, and his teammate died. Dan Weldon died in Vegas literally that weekend.
Yeah.
The guy won the Indy 500, a few months before that.
But so. you can't get hurt in the Long Beach Celebrity Race? I mean, you guys are going pretty fast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can definitely. I'm sure you can figure out a way to get hurt in that race. Yeah.
Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
Well, if you want to be there in person to see Adam and his guests, as I mentioned, Greg Fitzsimmons and Helio Castroneves, and try some delicious Mangria, be at the Amalfi Restaurant tonight, 143 North La Brea Avenue in Los Angeles. Doors open, I think, around 5:30 or so. First come, first serve, and the show starts at 7. Adam is here, as he does, for This Week in Rage.
It's time for This Week
in Rage.
Well, starting with three and working our way up to number one. I know this is a well-traveled territory, but the Southwest flight back from Phoenix a week and a half ago with the super husky guy sitting next to me, who I don't mind a fat guy, and I understand once in a while a fat guy's got to go out of town on business, but when you're sitting in next to the fat guy, there's going to be a certain amount of contact, but there's certain things we can do to decrease that.
Okay.
This fat guy was sitting with his knees, he couldn't have gotten farther apart. He wasn't a fat guy trying to make himself small. He was sitting like his balls hated each other. Like, he was sitting like his scrotum, like his balls were just with their arms crossed at as far away from each other as they could possibly be, like an 80s sitcom where they put a stripe across the middle of the apartment and they go, you stay on that side of the sack and I'll stay on this side of the sack. I don't want to hear any of your ball noise. And so the guy's leg was, there's that crease in the seat. There's the Mason-Dixon line, which is in front of you.
That's right.
It's the seat in front of you. That's the point. You can't go past that point. You're spilling into my international waters.
Right.
And he was way over into me. And then I just did the thing where I go, you know what? I'm just going to take my knee, and I'm going to press it against his knee. I don't care how homoerotic this gets. And I'm going to start pushing back. I'll apply a little pressure. Didn't budge.
Really?
Did not budge with the knee pressure.
Because you're a tall guy. That means you have a big, long knee to really...
Yes, I was up in his knee.
What?
He's on the other side of the seat. He's in my territory. No can do. Who are these people? And as I've always said, I want them put in a tree shredder. I want them like in a wood chipper. And then there's another part of me that wants to be them more than anything on the planet.
Because
you can sit in a Southwest flight with your knees spread akimbo, spilling into my thing, and not ever think about it.
That's freedom.
You can do whatever. You're the guy who can stand in the 10 items or less line with 15 items and strike up a conversation with the cashier and never look and never feel the 18 angry people behind you.
Yeah, there's a certain freedom in that. And what I love about Adam is no one talks more than Adam, but I bet you did not broach this subject with your seatmate. You tried to do it all physically with your knee.
Not a word was uttered. I was like, I hate to go topical on you, but Shields and or Yarnell. Google it, bitches.
Ladies and gentlemen, famous TV mimes for 100, Alex.
All right. Number two. I saw a guy do this recently, and I hate these people. Bean, you may be one of them.
Uh-oh.
The people who, just because you're standing there, have to feed their horse an apple with their mouth. You ever see this asswipe? You know, the person that puts the apple in their mouth and then gives it to their horse, and the horse eats the apple out of the other person's mouth?
I'm happy to say I'm not that person. I've never fed food to a livestock of mine with my mouth, no.
But you do understand these asswipes exist, right?
I've heard of it, sure.
First off, I don't know, did you lose use of your arms? My thing is, I throw apples at horses. I would never use my mouth. But then secondly, what do you think? I'm jealous of the relationship you're having with your horse? And I have news for all you people who think you have some sort of special relationship with your animal that has a brain the size of an acorn.
Right.
You could cut off a homeless guy's arm and staple that apple to the end of it, and the horse would be just as happy eating that apple.
Yeah, I had livestock for many, many years before it occurred to me finally that we're just their food bitches. That's it. They're excited about whoever's walking out of the barn with hay. That's who they love.
Right. And number one, now this is unbelievable. You know, I never stop complaining about everything, but especially like security guards and what lazy asswipes they've all become.
Sure.
And we're all just sort of... we built a cage, we put super lazy fat people around us to guard us, and then we pay them essentially to hassle us.
Right.
Airports, concerts, you guys know when you're trying to get on stage to bring on a band and there's some big doofus standing there with a GED and a huge belly and he's like, you can't go on there, and you're like, we're host a morning show, we gotta bring on Everclear, and they're like, I don't know, you don't have the right color laminate, you know. All right. I was playing the Redondo Beach Performing Arts Center last weekend with Dr. Drew, and show started at 8. It was about 8:12, 8:13. We're about to hit the stage. Drew and his manager walked over there. I was standing in the green room with the security guy who was sitting on the sofa, by the way, guarding that sofa pillow very nicely. And I said to the guy who's wearing the blue blazer, who works at the Redondo Beach Performing Arts Center, I said, which way is the stage? How do you get to the stage from here? And he said, I don't know. You don't know? You work here. You don't. By the way, it's not Performing Arts Center and boot repair. It's just performing arts.
So there's only one area that
people... just the stage. The whole place is built around a stage. That's how they make their money.
Right.
Just the stage. And he said, yeah, I don't know where that is. And I said, well, how do you not know where the stage is? And he goes, I work the lobby. First off, why don't you get off your ass and go work the lobby, number one. Number two, how do you get from the lobby to the back, to the green room, without crossing the stage? Are you airlifted to the back of the theater? Are you thrown in a van, Al-Qaeda style? We'll put a duct tape over your eyes, circle the block a few times so you don't know, so you can't tell the cops where the stage is? But here's the main part, and here's the part that we're missing now in society. He never stood up and went, let me check, or let me see if it's behind this door. He just sat there and said, good luck.
Not my problem.
Not my problem.
You're on your own. Exactly.
That's right.
Adam Carolla at 7 o'clock tonight at the Amalfi Restaurant in Los Angeles on North La Brea with his special guest Greg Fitzsimmons and Helio Castroneves. By the way, you buy those tickets to see the show, you get a free glass of red or white mangria. And if you can't make it in person, be sure to watch the show at adamcarolla.com on the Video Podcast Network. Have fun tonight, man. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Adam.
Guys.
Ralph Garman is here. Time for another look at the Showbiz Beat on a Wednesday Kevin Abeach show. And I'm sure you saved the best for last, Ralph.
I did, because the Biebs keeps on giving, man. The Biebs. It's all about the Biebs.
Now what?
Tuesday. Didn't you see what he did Tuesday when he posted on Instagram?
I don't know that I did.
It's a drawing of a cartoon version of himself in bed with a woman.
Oh, I did see that.
It's a sketch. And then over the sketch of him, it says Justin, and then the girl in his arms is labeled Belieber. See, man? It's like he's having sex with one of his fans, man. They're in bed together making sweet, sweet love because Justin loves his Beliebers.
He's trying to give hope, then, to the little girls out there who think they're going to grow up and be Mrs. Justin Bieber?
Many of the fans very excited about the creepy, manga-esque sex sketch.
And the girl
looks like something Norman Bates would find in a book scribbled under the rug in one of the rooms at the Bates Motel.
The girl is naked.
Yep.
So that's happening.
Girls wrote things like, OMG, that's me, OMG, OMG, OMG. I love you, 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 you. I'm crying. I can't believe you posted it.
Oh, my God.
All right, we got to find that girl. We got to take her out of the gene pool.
Yeah, she's going in the lake with Dave.
Many that should be me's, a lot of those.
Wow, of course.
This is just one day after he posted pictures of himself shirtless mid-workout at a gym. He took pictures of himself in the mirror at the gym.
But I sense that was more for his gay fans. This one seems like he's bringing the ladies in.
Have you seen this sketch? This is for his gay fans, too.
Oh, is it? Okay.
I got nothing. What more do you have to say than that? That's what it is right there.
Yeah.
That is what it is right there.
That's
hey, Lisa, you're our expert in all things musical and Broadway.
Okay.
What's with this Chicago, this musical Chicago?
That won't go away.
Yeah. What's with the Chicago?
Because they can keep rotating in all kinds of actresses to play the lead.
Yeah, it used to be
a
musical, right?
And you don't have to be that good.
It used to be like a big-time Broadway musical,
yes.
Very popular, very lauded musical.
Yes. I thought it still is.
Now it's just Hollywood's diaper.
Oh.
Pretty much.
Now it just catches all the S that comes out. It's just, it's a catch-all. It just grabs it.
That seems bad.
The latest cast member to join Chicago?
Mm-hmm.
On Broadway?
Yes.
Wendy Williams.
Show host. Oh, my God.
Talk show host Wendy Williams.
Wow. How is she even an actress?
See that?
USA! USA! USA!
She will be the matron, Mama Morton, played in the film. If you saw the film version by Queen Latifah, that was the role she played.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wendy Williams is going to be starring on Broadway in Chicago.
Yeah.
Wendy's quote, I'm going to show you how I sing, dance, and shimmy. How you doing, Broadway? Because that's like her catchphrase. How you doing?
She saw her dance on Dancing with the Stars.
That's her catchphrase. How you doing?
It doesn't mean anything now when you get a gig on Broadway, right? Like it used
not
to.
Not in that show.
Certainly not in Chicago, it doesn't. No.
Wow.
Well, we're talking about musicals. I hate to spend this much time on musicals, but
me
I thought
too.
This was pretty interesting
because
it's local here, too. The Pasadena Playhouse in May is going to be debuting the brand new version of Sleepless in Seattle, the musical.
That's unnecessary.
Musical version of the famous Tom Hanks Meg Ryan movie.
No one needs that.
Done this summer. It's going to be debuting here.
Seems like a bad idea.
Sleepless in Seattle, the musical.
Not interested.
My wife is dead. My kid's trying to set me up. With you ladies set me up. I heard you on the radio.
Not interested.
You guys have no heart, no soul.
I hope Shields and Yarnell are available to be in that. Continue the theme of the hour.
I have friends actually doing a documentary on them.
That was quite a reference.
And Yarnell.
Adam made that reference. I don't know if you heard it, Ralph, a few minutes ago. That's why it was on my mind. Like, why in a million years would that ever come up in the world, much less on our show?
Popular mime duo Shields and Yarnell.
From the 70s.
From when?
The 1970s? Yeah.
It's a great reference.
Jaden Smith, is there anything this kid can do?
Now, he's the Karate Kid, right? That's who we're talking about?
He's Will Smith's son, the Karate Kid, soon to be seen in Earth AE or Time AE or something AE, After Earth. Something.
No idea.
I don't know. 14 years old, of course, he's a horrible rapper. And now he is releasing his new line of clothing, his designer clothing line.
He's designing clothes,
is he? Of course he is, Kevin. This kid's got it all. It's a line of skate-inspired streetwear. He's a big skateboarder. He calls it MSFTS. Misfits. Yo. You get it, don't you?
Yeah.
Have you seen his new video for his new rap where he compares himself to Shakespeare, by the way?
No.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Is he the new Bieber?
Look it up. Jaden Smith Shakespeare. Look it up on YouTube. Find the video.
That's bullshit.
He's a horrible, horrible rapper.
Why does he compare himself to Shakespeare? Does he write?
Yeah, he's got mad lines, yo.
You heard the song, Bean. You want to hear it?
Yeah, but I didn't know that he wrote anything.
Wish
better than anything
good.
Shakespeare did.
Sure, Shakespeare do that.
He's like, me in the jacuzzi with the girls. Huh?
living all the way with the girls. Hey.
Oh, no.
That's not the song, is it?
I thought twice about this clothing line story. I could have thinking to get you a little Shakespeare, and you could have heard it.
I need to hear that.
It was like, yeah, Jaden Smith going all the cities. He makes this very...
Why does he do that?
I think he's got bad sinuses.
He's trying to clear them?
He's trying to clear a sinus. Save the date. Looks like our buddy Kat Von D is indeed going to marry Joel Zimmerman.
I can't keep up with all of her boyfriends.
Not nearly as exciting when you said Joel Zimmerman versus Deadmau5.
Yeah, you're not going to have to, I don't think, is the point.
No, that's what I thought when she married the other one, though.
They're tying the knot on August the 10th, Kevin. You keep talking like that, you're not going to get your invite.
Good for her. No, I'm happy for her.
It's an underwater-themed wedding.
I'm out.
Really?
Bring your own scuba tanks. 200 of their closest friends and family will be in attendance. The underwater-themed wedding. Hey, you know what? It's a wedding. It's not a prom. You don't have to come up with a big, exciting theme for it. Under the sea.
Their first dance song?
Now, you actually played something that pertained to something I was talking about.
And it was a beer mug idea.
He what?
Tapped me on the shoulder and said, play that, it makes sense now.
He has served you all day today.
Yes.
Wow, that's correct.
We're living in the bizarro world.
We certainly are. Now, no one's going to be underwater. I mean, I know you don't have all the details there, but no one's underwater for this
Well, let me
right?
correct you. I don't have any of the details, so don't ask any questions.
All right,
all
sorry.
It says is underwater-themed ceremony.
Okay.
Theme.
No one's dressing up like a mermaid.
Word. What that right. means? Come out in a snorkel and flippers? I don't know.
That'd be awesome.
And are you familiar with MSN, the Microsoft Network?
Sure.
What is
no,
it? What is it,
I'm
smart
not.
Guy? What is it?
It's a Microsoft Network.
I've never heard of it.
You have.
Are you thinking of MSNBC, Kevin? Is
no,
that what you're
I'm thinking of the... Don't they have a browser or something? MSN?
They have a site, MSN.com, which
right, that's
is
what I'm thinking
a,
of.
A news aggregate, but it's not a network.
Well, they have now a network.
Okay, take it easy.
It is available via Xbox. You go there for your entertainment programming.
Okay.
Because Xbox, you know, is trying to integrate now, so you get internet on there and you get the... original programming. And so in order to fill this gaping hole they have in their schedule, they are thinking of reviving Heroes. Remember the TV series Heroes?
Of course.
Yeah.
Bringing it back.
Nope. Meaning replay it?
No. Original series, original stories.
Same actors?
With a new cast. No, they're going to obviously get a new cast because all that cast has moved on. But they say the original cast may be dropping in to do cameos from time to time, schedule permitting. So, brand new set of superhero people, superpowered people in brand new situations. Heroes. Hmm.
That I can only see on my Xbox.
That you can only see on your Xbox.
Oh, it's too many platforms.
But when you think about it, perfect marriage of content and user. Most gamers probably have some interest in the comic book sci-fi fantasy world, right?
Sure.
So, this would be tailor-made programming just for them.
They should bring back Alphas, the show that did it
yeah,
right.
Yeah, how about that?
That's the show that did it right.
Alphas really was like the good Heroes.
Yep.
And I like
just
the
came
first,
out on
first
just came out on
Heroes.
DVD yesterday. Ralph.
Alphas.
All of it. The box.
Yeah.
Set?
Yeah.
Boy, what a great show that was. That really got an unfair shake.
Hey, can I give you an update from the other room, you guys?
Sure.
Kat Von D is going to be joining us in studio within 2 weeks
what?
Here on the Kevin Beach Show,
oh,
so we can talk
so we can
to
find
her all
about the underwater wedding.
Yes. B, Dave tells me that the young man who plays Jackie Robinson in 42, Chad Bozeman, is going to be joining us on tomorrow's Kevin and Bean Show.
Oh, that's cool.
Wow.
C, no sign of Kate Upton anywhere in future programs.
C outweighs all of A and B.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm not stalling here thinking that maybe she's going to call in last minute like I was
no.
doing?
Dave sits on a throne of lies.
Yeah, he's the worst. But however, Heroes may be coming back.
All right.
So we've got that going.
Good news.
Did we get any Shakespeare? Was anybody listening in the other room? I thought maybe during all of this somebody would have
thought wrong.
Bailed us out and give me a little snippet of Shakespeare.
No. You only gave him 15 minutes head start, Ralph. Come on.
No.
Jaden in all the cities. No, that's not it. Today's
the hour's coming.
The hour's here. Are you kidding me? Today's celebrity birthday is Rooney Mara. She is 28 years old today. She's the girl with the dragon tattoo.
Yep.
Victoria Beckham of the Spice Girls is 39 years old today. Jennifer Garner is 41. Liz Phair turns 46 years old today. Maynard of Tool and Pucifer, 49. And Sean Bean, 54 years old today. Really quick, I hate people who do this, who tell stories about their kids.
Okay.
But it made me think about it with Kat Von D and then the girl with the dragon tattoo, Rooney Mara.
Right.
There's a
strange mixture that is.
Well, tattoos.
Okay.
Thing, right?
And
they
your
got that
girl?
In common. And my right. little girl. She is 3 years old. And so when she goes to gymnastics, they have this little toddler gymnastics class. They take a rubber stamp at the end of it. You've done a good job. And they stamp your hand or your foot or your tummy or whatever with a picture of Snow White or Pluto or something. They take a rubber stamp and they put it in ink and they put it on your skin.
Right.
So we've got a friend of ours who has tattoos up and down her arms. And so she says to me, Gabby has stamps. Gabby has stamps. And I said, yes, but those stamps, see, Gabby likes those pictures so much that those are forever. They don't wash off in the bath like yours do. When you get in, we scrub them off. These are staying on her forever. They're never coming off. And she said, the stamps never come off? I said, no, they're called tattoos. And she said, well, that seems like a bad idea.
Did she really?
She said that in three.
So cute.
Yeah, it's funny now until she's on the pole at 18 all tatted up. I'm going to say, what happened to that three-year-old? Thought it was a bad idea. She's got a swastika on her forehead or something. I know, it's coming.
Not so funny when it's your mom,
that's
is it?
That's right. That's what I'm saying. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Take her off tomorrow morning, all new Kevin and Bean Show. We have Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers talking about Coachella, and hopefully the Lakers will win tonight or he'll be bummed, as he is Laker fan number one. Dr. Drew will be on the program tomorrow. Ben Hoffman will be here talking about the Ben Show. We have you had sex dreams about your coworkers on tomorrow's show. We have a brand new internet roundup, and the dude from 42 being just mentioned. I don't know his name.
Did someone have sex about me that I don't know about?
What?
Did someone have sex about me that I don't know about? Is that what we're talking about?
Oh, no, it's a dream about a
Did you have a dream about me, Kevin? Did you have a sex dream about me?
I was going to save it till tomorrow.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
And you were good.
Thank you.